It's just $4.99 and up. Now through September 6th, minimum monthly payments required. Ask Rogers for details. Save on Whirlpool at Rogers Incorporated, 1035 South Burlington, Hastings.
Back with the coach, Hastings College getting set to open up their season here tonight against Briarcliff in Sioux City. Coach, we talked about the defense earlier. I'll tell you what, this is a defense that was rock solid last year, played extremely well. Again, the 44 turnovers, but these guys looked like they're ready to go again this year.
Yeah, you know, I'm pretty excited about what we've got over there. We've got to have to stay healthy again there. I mean, I don't know, at least early on, our depth is not. We're young with some of our depth, but I think those kids are quality players. You know, the thing that we've really talked with our guys about, and we'll see how it works out tonight. I mean, I would think that any team offensively that's going against our defensive line and against our backers that want to bring pressure, really going to try to stagger the count, really going to try to get us to jump off sides, take away a lot of our aggressiveness. And so we're just going to need to key the football and then make plays once the ball gets snapped. And so that's something that we've talked a lot with our guys about. And I think early on you're going to see a lot of teams try to really throw our defense off and their aggressiveness with those types of things, hard counts and those types of things. But I tell you, Jake Mueller and Pete Botkin, John Mealy's, Chase Langenberg, Jared Noble. I mean, you got 5-6 guys in there. It's going to look a little like a hockey game on occasion because we're going to be subbing in and subbing out. We've got 6, you know, very good defensive linemen that I think they're going to really help us.
Is this as deep as we have been in a long time at defense?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I mean, all these guys return, so I mean, they were here, but you know, John being a sophomore now, John Mealy's, I think he, you know, adds a lot to us, you know, being as a sophomore. And then Adam Killips, a young man that we moved from linebacker to D-line a year ago, played a lot. Last 5-6 games of the season, and has really given us a different look, at the nose guard position, a little bit more athletic, a little smaller but quicker, a nice change up. So, yeah, I think so. This is what we kind of envisioned 3-4 years ago when we brought these guys in, I think it's going to help us take some pressure off of our linebackers, and it's going to have to because I think until those guys kind of settle in and establish their roles. We'll have to see, but those are the guys are going to be the ones that are going to anchor what we're doing defensively.
Yeah, first time in 8 years would have a Hemsley back there, a linebacker.
Yeah, it looks a little different. There's a different guy wearing 50, and there's a different guy wearing 9, so it's just a little different. But Brian Callen has done a nice job. Alec Diffendaffer, Mike, I'll tell you, he's been a guy that's been kind of in and out of our lineup the last couple of years. We've kind of maybe done him a disservice. We've moved him to a bunch of different positions because he's kind of been a filler guy for us. He's settled in very nicely, understands what we're doing defensively, hoping that he's going to continue to make some big plays for us. And then, Indiana Jones in the middle. Indy hasn't done a lot in camp. He's been injured a lot of camp, so it's going to be interesting to see how many snaps we can get out of him tonight. But, when he's healthy and going, a very, very productive player. So you're going to see those three guys really step up and hopefully make some plays for us.
Defensive secondary, was that the concern going in?
Yeah, a little. I felt better. I felt better on August 15th on August 14th than I did on the 15th. We haven't been out there with all three of those guys at the same time outside of Friday's practice. How they're going to react is going to be going to be interesting. But I think Aaron Verlinde's the quarterback of what's going on back there, and he'll get us into all our checks and that stuff. And we just got to recognize the fact that we're aggressive with the front four or the front three and the five behind them, and the guys in the secondary, those three guys got to, play with some common sense and keep everything in front and when the ball's in the air, make plays on it.
Okay, we'll take another break. We'll come back and talk a little bit about Briarcliff here tonight as we get closer to game time. It's Hastings and Briarcliff tonight on 1230 KHAS.
It's the Salute to Savings Sale on Whirlpool Appliances at Rogers Incorporated. Save up to 20% on select Whirlpool Appliances September 1st through the 6th, and no interest if paid in full within 12 months on select Energy Star qualifying appliances $4.99 and up. Now through September 6th, minimum monthly payments required. Ask Rogers for details. Save on Whirlpool at Rogers Incorporated, 1035 South Burlington, Hastings.
Back with the coach, Hastings College getting set to open up their 2010 season here tonight as they take on the Chargers out of Briar Cliff. Coach, we want to talk about some Hastings College personnel, first of all, to get things started, get people accustomed to some of the names they're going to be hearing throughout this 2010 season. First of all, at quarterback, the guy who is back, and it's a good sign to see, is Troy Hubert.
Yep, Troy's 100% and healthy, and I think we've talked about this a couple times, but if he can play anywhere the way he did in the first three quarters of that playoff game before he got hurt, I think we're going to see some very good things from him because he was really on his game, really in sync with everything we were doing and made some great decisions. And he's going to have to do that, especially here early on, as guys continue to try to establish roles offensively. And we'll probably talk about it all year. We're trying to replace a big-time player in Maurice Mansfield. Different guys are going to do it. But I think Troy's going to be able to take a lot of pressure off a lot of guys to be able to make good decisions with the football.
I was just going to say, is there more pressure on Troy this year without some Maurice out there?
No, I don't know. I mean, I think you'd probably say this anyway. The quarterback position, I don't think there can be any more pressure than that, especially in this day and age where you get immediate feedback on everything that you do. And so we talk about it with almost all of our players and at every pitch, and you just got to have a short memory with what you're doing to alleviate that pressure, because if that pressure really starts to get to you, it can really affect your game. And I think, Troy's been in this program and knows what needs to get done. And I think he's well prepared. I think he'll probably be nervous early on, like everybody, including you and me early on. But I think once we get moving and get going in the game speed, I think it'll be fine.
The way we use our quarterbacks, you always got to have a backup ready to go, and we found that out at the national tournament last year when Troy went down later in the ball game. A couple of guys right now vying for that job.
Yeah, I'll tell you, John Dostal's done a nice job, and Kean Stansel as well. Kean's a true freshman and really learning on the fly and doing a very nice job. And I think there's possibilities that as the season goes on, you may see all three of them in there, at some particular time. Very good quarterbacks. It's really a nice situation to have. Like we said, it was something we really struggled with a year ago. What was tough last year was when Troy went down, we had two totally different quarterbacks. One guy that really ran the ball well, threw the ball efficiently. Another guy that threw the ball really well but really didn't run at all, and so it really limited what we were doing. We have an offensive game plan in, and it's the same for all three, and so it's really, really nice to be able to have that. Plug a guy in if you need to. Obviously, I hope Troy starts all 10 of our games and plays every play, but I think we're going to have two guys that are going to be ready to go, that are ready to compete and help this offense.
Hastings College likes to run the football, and we got a stable of running backs, it looks like, this year.
It's as good as we've been. I'm really excited. I think they're different. With Nick Grummert, Keenan Balage, and Dalton Seeley, and it's really great to have three guys that I feel very, very comfortable with that can do what we want to do. I think you're really going to see, and unless I'm way off, but Keenan has been fantastic. If he can stay healthy, like I said, he's a smaller guy, but he's quick. He'll stay inside the tackles and be just fine there, but also be able to get out to the sideline and run. And so, obviously Nick gives us a lot of different things. You're going to see Nick play a lot of different positions. You'll see Nick a lot more on special teams, returning kicks, playing wide receiver and running the ball. And then, Dalton is going to be fantastic for us. And I think he really understands what we're doing offensively, has a pretty good concept of what's going on up front, and catches the ball extremely well. So you may see him in the slot as the season goes along too. And so a lot of different weapons and a lot of different things that if we can stay healthy, pretty excited about what we can do.
I don't know about you. I'm anxious to see him at the college level, Dalton Seeley.
Yeah. And I think he's recognized the fact that the college game is a little bit different than high school, and he's not the fastest, strongest guy in the field. He's one of the strongest guys on the field, that I can tell you. But I think really, really good vision. And obviously you need that as a running back. The one thing that I like is those three guys are really feeding off each other from a competition standpoint, and they're really pushing each other, and they work very, very hard. So, they're going to go as our fullbacks go. That's the way it's been. Zach Beatty was great a year ago, has had a great camp. Calvin Roop is going to be a nice changeup for us, so Zach doesn't have to play every down. He's been very, very physical. So when we've been good running the football, obviously we've been good up front, but we've been very good at fullback, and so those guys sometimes are the key.
How will you split the snaps for the tailback? Is there a set?
Not really. I don't really know. We're just going to see how things go. I think any back you have will tell you he needs 5, 8, 10 snaps to get into the game, and you know, if we're switching every 2-3 series, it's going to be tough. Now, again, we can leave Nick in the game and get him repetition and continue to keep him working if we put him out at wide receiver. But we haven't really looked at it. It's just a matter of how many snaps we're getting and what we need, you know, and just try to get a guy in, and whoever's going is going to stay. You know, it's tough that way, but, you know, that's the way it's going to have to be when you got three guys that I think are solid backs.
And it all starts up front. We know that up there in that offensive line.
Yeah, I think, you know, I was really, really pleased Saturday night with the play of Jesus Uribe. We brought him in at semester, messed around a little bit, had him out at tackle because we thought that we had two centers that we thought could play for us. And both those guys did not return for the fall term, and we knew Jesus had played some center at the junior college, and he just really got after it. You can tell that he has a pretty good knowledge of what's going on now, and he's going very hard. And you know, I think you get a big body in Jeremy Opperly back. I think that's going to help us. You know, Evan Richter a returner, Tommy Van Hout a returner, and Derek Whipple's put on some weight and still able to move. So very comfortable with those guys up front. And then we are getting very good tight end play from three guys, and, you know, Blake Orsman, Zane Anstein, and Tyler Mertens. So very excited about those guys. Again, we're going to have to stay healthy. You know, I don't think anybody can tell you they're 100% too deep in the offensive line. So it's usually, you know, 7 and 8 guys, and you rotate them around and try to keep them as fresh as you can.
Our playmaker gone from a year ago, Maurice Mansfield, but you got some guys out there I think can make some plays, don't you?
Yeah, I'll tell you, you know, we talked about Justin Anderson, but Travis Brown, I'll tell you, has had a great week to 10 days here, catching everything in his direction. I think his legs are underneath him pretty healthy. You know, and I think you're going to see some real special things from Mike Novicki, just a big-bodied guy that's really, really athletic. You know, so we're excited about those three guys. And I think there's another 2 or 3 guys that you'll see as the season go on. They're going to step in. You know, Garrett Griffith had a nice scrimmage subbing in for Mike. Nick Blunt, I think, is still continuing to learn our offense, an explosive wide receiver. So we're pretty excited about the things that we have out there.
Okay, that's a little peek of the offense here for the 2010 season. We'll take a break, talk on the other side of the ball, some defense as we continue with the Paul Merkowitz pregame show on 1230 KHAS.
It's the Salute to Savings sale on Whirlpool Appliances at Rogers Incorporated. Save up to 20% on select Whirlpool Appliances September 1st through the 6th, and no interest if paid in full within 12 months on select Energy Star qualifying appliances $4.99 and up. Now through September 6th, minimum monthly payments required. Ask Rogers for details. Save on Whirlpool at Rogers Incorporated, 1035 South Burlington, Hastings.
Back with the coach. Before we get out of here, we want to at least scratch the surface here with the Briarcliff Chargers. Coach, this is a team that seems to be coming on the past couple of years. It's a team that was 0-11 a couple of years ago, but they got a new coaching staff, and it looks like they've turned things around.
Yeah, this is Coach Rethman's third year here, and I think you kind of see in the stamp of what he wants, which is hard-nosed defense, physical defense. You know, if I look at what happened with us a year ago, and I don't anticipate it any different, their free safety was in our backfield all day, so we're going to have to be able to get the ball. You know, we want to establish line of scrimmage, run the ball, but we need some big plays in the passing game over the top to get those safeties kind of off of us a little bit and force them to play some coverage. And then offensively, they've really settled in on a quarterback, and this is not the guy we saw a year ago. They put him in the last 4 games of the year, played extremely well. They've got 2 big targets on the outside, which usually will concern us, but every team in our league has 2 6-3 guys. And so, you know, they're going to try and spread us out. Physical running back, you know, similar styles, trying to do it a little bit different. Both teams want to establish the line of scrimmage and take care of the football. And so that's what we've kind of prepared for. You know, you always have that first game. You never know. They may come out in a 3-man front instead of a 4-man front. They may come out in 2 tight instead of 4 wide. So we've prepared for everything. You know, our Thursday night practice usually goes about 2 hours. We were out there for over 3. Just making sure that we were, you know, set on everything and ready to go, you know, offense, defense, special teams, and so we have no surprises and our guys can react and play.
Is that what you got to do with the first game here, throw the entire package and everything you're going to see?
Well, you know, that's what we've done since I've been here, and it's been pretty productive for us. You know, some people say, well, you're making it too confusing and you're not going to let you guys play, but our guys understand what they need to do. We just want to make sure that we're sound in everything we're doing, and if somebody comes up and lines up in something different, You know, we can adjust to it, make a simple adjustment, and then when we get off the field, change what we have to do. But we don't want to get surprised. We don't want to be outmanned at any particular point. And so that's kind of been our mindset. We also want to get in what we're doing offensively and defensively, our entire package. And to have the 3 weeks to do it, there's certainly no reason why you can't be prepared.
I can see the big concern right now is with the secondary that we talked about right before the break. And this is a team that likes to throw the football. They threw up, 300 and some odd yards on us last year.
Yep, and they're going down the field with it. It's not a, you know, and not to say that they can't do it, but it's not a a concentrated passing game where they're flooding zones. And you know, they're going to go back, they're going to play action pass, they're going to throw the ball up and try and make big plays. And so all you can do is put you guys in the best position and ask them to make that play. You know, we were able to do that a year ago, and hopefully we can do that. I think a lot of the yards that they put up against us last year was in the last 8 minutes of the game. And so, you know, we feel comfortable if we come out and we execute, we're going to put ourselves in a position to win the game. And then, you know, if we're fortunate enough to, like I said, to make enough plays, we'll be okay.
Coach, talk about their quarterback. What have you seen? He was the same guy that played the last part of last year. Like you said, we didn't see him.
Yeah, we saw their last two games. One of them was an absolute mud bowl type game with Northwestern, and so you know, athletic, you know, and really, really throws the ball a lot better than the guy did a year ago. And when we look at our game, and I think it was game two or game three, they were in two tight two backs and they were running the ball on 3rd and 7. Now they're more spread out, 4 wides, like I said, big back, a little bit of zone read stuff, and running the quarterback a little. Where he gets a lot of his yards is on broken pass plays. Where he'll, you know, they'll get people spread out. And I was talking with our coaches. I'm not so convinced they're not doing it, you know, as part of the play in terms of running people off and getting people out of there and then letting him go ahead and make plays with his legs. So, you know, again, we just got to account for him. And it's going to be like this all season. You know, everybody has a quarterback that can move and run and can extend plays. And so when you have that defensively, you got to be really sound and you got to make sure you're tackling well.
And you mentioned it earlier. This defense is good.
They are really good, and they you know, they're missing one or two players, but not very many. Very, very solid in a defensive line. They play you straight up, and they just get after you. They don't, you know, early on a year ago, they didn't blitz a lot. They blitzed a little bit more as the season went on. So again, you say, what do you expect? You know, I'm not really sure. Again, you know, when we're in two backs and we've got a tight end, they're going to put 8 guys in there. When we spread out and get into a one-back set, it'll be more of a 7-man box and a little bit of a 2-deep zone. So, again, that's what we're expecting coming in. It could be totally different, and we're just going to have to adjust on the fly. But they are very, very physical, and we like to try to think that we're physical. And so hopefully it's going to be that kind of battle, and the guy that can win the line of scrimmage is going to win the game.
I wouldn't think the game plan would change too much that we haven't heard from years gone by. You got to really run the football and establish that first.
Yep, I think so. And that allows us to be able to throw the football. And, you know, I'd like to be a little bit better, a little bit more efficient. I think we talked about it with Troy, you know, during 2 days. We were about hitting about 50% of our passes. We got to be a lot closer to 60% if we're going to throw the ball and be efficient. And people worry about what we're doing passing. And so. But that's still going to set some things up. But you may see us throw the ball a little bit more on first down, try to loosen some things up. But first and foremost, we want to be able to run the football and then be able to do what we need to do after that.
Don't get ready for Aaron Merkowitz, huh?
No, I don't think you're going to see it. But you never know. It matters what the game brings us. But hopefully we can slow it down and play good defense and win the special teams battle.
Okay, we'll see you after the game.
Thanks.
That's head coach Paul Merkowitz. Stick around. We've got the scouting report up next. And then it's Bronco football today. Hastings and Briar Cliff on 1230 KHAS.
The Paul Merkowitz pregame show has been brought to you by Rogers Incorporated, 1035 South Burlington in Hastings. Sales and service since 1945. Countdown to kickoff continues with the scouting report coming up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Hastings College, Central Nebraska's nationally known choice for higher education, ranked the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com, named a 2010 best college in the Midwest by Princeton Review, named a best buy in college education by Barron's. Through exploration, attention, and participation, your first step to success begins at nationally renowned Hastings College. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
This is the Scouting Report, brought to you by Vaughn's Printers, 227 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Now, let's talk to the opposing coach. I'm the Scouting Report on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Good late afternoon, everyone, and welcome to our first edition of the Scouting Report for the 2010 Hastings College Bronco football season. The Broncos take on Briarcliff in Sioux City, Iowa today, and the head football coach of the Briarcliff Chargers, Tom Rethman, joins us on the Scouting Report. Coach, first of all, thank you for joining us, and what about the Chargers in 2010 preseason and the workouts leading up to this game? Everything gone well?
Well, we're pretty optimistic, as I guess most teams are this time of year. Everybody's starting out without any losses, so it's obviously a good way to begin. We had a good off season. We had a number of guys who stayed here during the summer, and we really feel we have definitely an improved football team from what we were a year ago. We finished off the season probably playing our best football, and we're hoping we kind of start up where we left off and can continue to grow as this season goes along.
Yeah, the Chargers 4-7 last year, but you win three out of your final five, Coach, and 34 letter winners or so coming back, seven starters each side of the ball, 16 total starters. A lot of people back, Coach. I'm sure very optimistic, very confident as you've gone through these workouts for the season, correct?
Well, it's been nice. It's year three for us as a staff, and I think as you start to get your offense and defensive system and special teams and things in place and the players get used to you and expectations and all of those types of things, every year becomes a little bit easier, and that was definitely the case with this year. It's been the easiest year we've had as far as getting the guys ready and putting some of the pieces in place. And so we're, you know, like I said, we're cautiously optimistic that with the group we have back, as they continue to grow, I mean, we're still a very young, relatively young football team. Of our 103 guys, I believe we only have 22, 23 upperclassmen as all. So very freshman and sophomore laden, but we feel we've been gradually increasing the talent pool that's been out there, and our depth has continued to grow each year. So, we like where we are going into the season. Now we just have to go out and play and prove it.
Well, Coach, last year you played so well defensively. What, second in the conference in total defense, 12th in the nation in total defense. And, boy, if you can play well defensively, you got a chance in any ball game, don't you? And your guys really played well defensively last year.
Absolutely. And it allowed us to stay close in a lot of ball games. And this year, one of the things we need to do is figure out a way to win a few more of those close football games. I mean, we really only had two games that got out of reach for us last year, and we had two losses by 11 points, and then everything else was under a touchdown. So, we're learning how to, and I guess that's part of the growth process when you come in and, you know, take over a team that didn't win a game the year before, is learning how to play and compete first and then move forward and win those tight ball games. And if you're able to hold teams down and have a good, strong defense on the offensive side of the ball, you're able to sometimes play things that maybe a little bit tighter if you don't feel you're where you need to be offensively, which is where I felt we were, especially in the first part of the season a year ago. We weren't clicking quite as well as the other side of the ball, and we kind of played things a little bit tighter than what we're hoping to be able to do this year.
Okay, Coach, we want to talk about your ball club and the Broncos. We'll do that after our timeout on this afternoon's Scouting Report.
The Mohawk Summer Sale is going on now at Boers Floors, your Mohawk dealer in Hastings. Get savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. And to keep your Mohawk carpet clean, Boers Floors is now your Oric vacuum cleaner dealer. It's the Mohawk Summer Sale today at Boers Floors, 827 West 1st Street, downtown Hastings. Call 46FLOOR, 463-5667. Boers Floors, Hastings.
Welcome back to this afternoon's Scouting Report. Before Hastings College and Briarcliff in college football here on 1230 KHAS Radio, Tom Rethman is with us, the head football coach of the Briarcliff Chargers. Okay, Coach, your thoughts on Hastings College? Of course, the first game for both teams. What about the Broncos as you've tried to prepare for Hastings College?
Well, obviously they're returning a decent amount of players, and I know Coach isn't exactly thrilled about losing Mr. Mansfield there, but we're awfully glad to see him gone. They're a well-coached football team. They do some outstanding things on both sides of the ball. you know, I look at it from a defensive standpoint, the players they have going through, you know, two of their three guys that are returning up front. Botkin is just a load there in the middle, so you always have to plan out for him. So, you know, we definitely have a huge task in front of us this evening. We've been able to play him tight both years. We started off very slow against him a year ago at Hastings. Gave up 10 points within the first couple of minutes on a blocked punt, and our quarterback went to throw the ball, and rather than it going forward, it went backwards, and we set him up in some pretty good territory and then pretty much played him even the rest of the ball game, at least as far as score goes. But, you know, they're a football team that has some huge expectations coming in, especially with the playoff season a year ago, and they have a fair dose of talent returning, kind of how this whole conference seems to be. It seems like everybody has a fair dose of talent returning. So we've got a definite tough task in front of us. And offensively, it's going to be interesting to see some of the things, how Coach Merkowitz kind of spreads some things out and changes it a little bit. Mansfield was such a dynamic player, and he hit you from so many different areas. And, you know, it's one of those types of things where you can – basically have to find a few other guys, more than just one guy, to kind of step in and fill guys like his shoes.
Okay, in a nutshell, Coach, for your ball club, what are the keys to the victory here tonight? Besides, of course, you want to get off to the good start on the season, play well, but what would be the keys to a Charger victory?
Well, I think one of the biggest things for us is we have a young secondary. That's the one area where we really got hit hard as far as in graduation, so we're going to have those guys step up tonight and make some plays there. And if we can do that, you know, hopefully we'll be able to help hold a little bit in the run game. And they got some big old guys up front, as they always do, so we're just going to have to try to hold our own at the point of attack. On the offensive side of the ball, I think the biggest thing for us is going to be consistency, not to turn the football over. And, you know, hopefully protect the quarterback. If there's one thing we have been able to do with Hastings the past 2 years is throw the ball. And we've put up a lot of yardage there. And, you know, we need to be able to protect the quarterback, so hopefully we can continue to do that and then establish some form of a run game. I mean, they held us to negative yardage rushing last year. We threw for over three, but, you know, we could not run the ball at all against them. And in order for us to be successful, not only in this game but on the entire season, we have to do a better job of running the football on the offensive side of the ball.
Okay, Coach, with the quarterback with the great name, Lehi Tonga, you want him to throw that ball tonight pretty well, so we'll be seeing how Lehi and the rest of your ball club does in the game. Coach, thank you for joining us on our scouting report. Good luck tonight and all season, and we really appreciate your time, and I know keep up the great work you're doing over there.
Well, I appreciate it, and thank you very much for having me on.
And that's Tom Rethman. He's the head football coach of the Briarcliff Chargers on this afternoon's scouting report. Stay tuned. Play-by-play coming up. Hastings College in Briarcliff.
The scouting report has been brought to you by Vaughn's Printers, 227 Eastside Boulevard. Stay tuned. Bronco play-by-play is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 a.m., KHAS Radio.
Call Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs, including water heaters and water softeners. Witt Plumbing also does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, also backhoe, trenching, and leach fields, and is a certified septic tank installer. Call 463-4664. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Get professional expert service from Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
Play-by-play of today's game is brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics. Now, here's the voice of the Broncos, KHAS Radio Sports Director Mike Will.
And a very pleasant good evening. Welcome to Memorial Field. We're in Sioux City this evening for the Hastings College Broncos 2010 season opener. Hastings getting set to take on the Chargers out of Briarcliff. I'm Mike Will. I'll call the play-by-play for you again this season. Hastings coming off of a 9-3 season from a year ago. They made it into the first round of the NAIA National Playoffs before losing to Ottawa of Kansas. Briarcliff comes in after a record of 4 wins and 7 losses from a season ago. The Chargers finished strong winning three out of their last five ball games. Weather definitely going to be a factor, I think, tonight here in Sioux City. Temperature-wise, it's picture-perfect at 75 degrees, but we've got a southeast wind at 12 miles per hour, gusting to 28. And that's actually blowing across the field here at Memorial Field. So I'll have to contend with that. Not only the quarterbacks, Troy Hubert for Hastings and Lehigh Tonga for Briarcliff, but also the kickers in this ball game tonight. And hopefully Hastings College can get that zeroed in if that comes to an occasion that we need that as this ball game unfolds here this evening. This has not been an easy place for Hastings to play in the past couple of years. Hastings handled Briarcliff a season ago in a ball game played back in Hastings at 31-20. The year before that, Briarcliff scored in the last play of the game to beat Hastings 25-24. We also played on this field in 2007, and Hastings squeaked out a 24-21 victory. We played in Hastings in 2006, and the Broncos handled Briarcliff easily at 28-3. Well, we played back on this field in 2005, and Briarcliff beat Hastings by the score of 20-17. So Hastings College and Briarcliff squaring off on the first ball game of the 2010 season here this evening. Your starting lineups are brought to you by Witt Plumbing at 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Call 463-4664. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing of Hastings. The Broncos offensively will go with Troy Hubert at quarterback. Hubert, the 6'2", 180-pound senior out of Aurora, Nebraska. He threw for 1,385 yards a season ago, 13 touchdowns and 7 interceptions. Zach Beatty will be the fullback. He's 6'2", 205-pound junior from Colorado Springs. Nick Grummer gets the start at tailback. Grummer rushed for 513 yards a season ago. Grummer, 6', 180-pound senior out of Beatrice. The split end will be Justin Anderson, 5'11", 180-pound senior out of Denver. The flanker will be Mike Novicki. He's at a good fall camp. Novicki, 6'5", 190-pound junior out of Columbus SCOTUS. The tight end will be Blake Horseman, a 6'3", 215-pound senior from Bailey, Colorado. The other tight end we'll see out there tonight will be Zane Anstein. Anstein, 6'2", 235-pound sophomore out of Hastings St. Cecilia. The center, a junior college transfer out of San Jose, California. He's a good one. Jesus Uribe. Uribe is 6'3", 280-pound junior. Derek Whipple returns at right guard, 6'1", 270-pound sophomore out of Parker, Colorado. The other guard will be Evan Rector, 6'3", 255-pound senior out of Hayes Center. The tackles will be Tom Van Hott on the left side, 6'4", 270-pound junior out of Omaha Gross. Jeremy Opperly gets the start at right tackle. He's 6'4", 285-pound senior out of Westminster, Colorado. Hastings College on defense. This is a unit that got 44 turnovers a season ago, and it's going to be a good one again for 2010. Up front, some familiar names. Jake Mueller, 6'6", 280, a senior out of Omaha Gross. Pete Botkin, 6'3", 280-pound senior from Millard North. And Chase Langenberg, 6'3", 235-pound junior out of Hoskins, Nebraska. The linebackers will be Brian Callen, 6'2", 220-pound senior from Colorado Springs. Indiana Jones, who returns, but he's been banged up most of the fall. Jones, 6'3", 220-pound junior from Albuquerque, New Mexico. Alex Diffendaffer, a 5'9", 230-pound sophomore out of Bethard, Colorado. And in the defensive secondary for Hastings, you'll see Zach Carlton, 6'1", 180-pound junior from Colorado Springs. Riley Nicholas, 6'1", 225-pound junior out of Hastings St. Cecilia. Kane Ellenberg, a 6'1", 175-pound sophomore from Jacksboro, Texas. Brinson Steinhauser, a 5'10", 175-pound junior out of Lincoln Northeast. And Aaron Verlinde, a 6', 200-pound junior out of Phoenix, Arizona. So that's your starting lineups for Hastings College. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll check the starters for Briarcliff as we continue on 1230 KHAS.
Are you ready to switch to a bank that believes in customer service and offers deposit rates that are consistently at the top of the market?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service really is.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a high rate of interest, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
Call Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs, including water heaters and water softeners. Witt Plumbing also does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, also backhoe, trenching, and leach fields, and is a certified septic tank installer. Call 463-4664. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Get professional expert service from Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
Hastings College, Central Nebraska's nationally known choice for higher education, ranked the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com, named a 2010 best college in the Midwest by Princeton Review, named a best buy in college education by Barron's. Through exploration, attention, and participation, your first step to success begins at nationally renowned Hastings College. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
1230 KHAS.
I get you the starting lines for Briar Clef here tonight. The quarterback will be Lehigh Tonga, 5'10", 200-pound sophomore out of Fort Worth, Texas. The tailback was supposed to be Stephen Levy here tonight, but he has evidently been injured during the week. In fact, he could be lost for the season is what the officials here at Briar Clef are telling us. Evidently some bone problems in his foot. His backup, Damian Eichelberger, has also been injured, so it'll be Briar Clef going with a third-string tailback here in the season opener. That will be Aaron Taylor. They tell me he's a good one, 5'6", 200-pound freshman out of Peoria, Arizona. The fullback will be Bo Mulipola, 5'10", 240-pound senior out of Los Angeles. Wide receiver Zach Clement, 6'2", 190-pound senior from Creighton, Nebraska. Troy Dobbins, 6'2", 217-pound sophomore out of Middle Thane, Texas. And Chase Colvin, 6'3", 197-pound senior from Big Pine, California. Up front for Briar Clef, at center will be Wes Bell, 6'3", 335-pound freshman out of St. Louis. His high school teammate, Justin Jethro, will be the left guard, 5'9", 285-pound freshman out of St. Louis. John Watson will be the right guard, 6'2", 290-pound senior out of Lakefield, Minnesota. The right tackle will be Emmanuel St. Louis, 6'3", 255-pound freshman out of Port Charlotte, Florida. And the left tackle will be Jonathan Letempt, 6'2", 270-pound sophomore out of Hurst, Texas. And Briar Clef on defense here tonight. Up front, they'll go with that 3-5 defense, much like Hastings College. Brady Summers will be the defensive end on the left side, 6'5", 233-pound junior out of Houston, Texas. And then Kasapovich will be the inside defensive lineman, 5'11", 245-pound junior from Loves Park, Illinois, and Marshall Ellis, a 6'2", 284-pound freshman out of Atlanta, Georgia. The linebackers will be Tanner Cox, 5'11", 170-pound senior from Pasadena, Texas, Josh Schroeder, 6'2", 215-pound senior from Ramson, Iowa, Jordan Lester, a 6'2", 205-pound sophomore from South Sioux City, and Jeremy Schindler, a 6'1", 235-pound senior out of Hinton, Iowa. In the defensive secondary for Briar Clef, Ricky Miller, 5'9", 175-pound junior out of Chicago, Illinois. Caleb Young, 5'11", 175, a junior out of St. Louis. Eric Bolin, 5'11", 232, a junior from McKesney Park, Illinois. And the other cornerback on the right side will be John Smith, 5'10", 187-pound junior out of Omaha Benson. The starting lineups have been brought to you by Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Call 463-4664. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. That's Witt Plumbing of Hastings. Again, welcome to Sioux City. Welcome to the 2010 season opener for the Hastings College Broncos. And again, welcome to the broadcast booth, Jimmy Purcell. Welcome to Sioux City. Jimmy, we're ready to go. Hastings College football here tonight.
I tell you what, you know how to schedule the timing. We've got both teams out on the field. Hastings College will receive this opening kickoff. And, boy, Mike, we've been waiting the better part of 10 months to get this 2010 season going after they got the loss down in Ottawa, Kansas, a very nearly a win in the first round of the playoffs. But a lot of anticipation and high hopes around Bronco Camp as we are underway.
All right, Hastings College going to receive the opening kick. They're back to the 15, to the 20-yard line, 25 to the 29. Returning the ball there for Hastings College is going to be Keenan Balaj. Balaj is going to see a lot more playing time than he did a year ago. Balaj, the little guy, 5'9", 160-pound sophomore out of Payton, Colorado. You'll see him returning kicks this year. You also see him in the backfield behind the starter here, and then Nick Bremert. Also expect to see a lot of Dalton Seeley here from Hastings St. Cecilia in the opener here tonight. We have no quarterback controversy here. Troy Hubert, he returns.
Yeah,
for
he is
Hastings College.
Very solid coming off the injury that he sustained in Ottawa. Really having a good spring camp and fall camp here as we'll see Hastings College and Hubert will be lined up in the shotgun, and already an early flag here thrown in the Hastings College backfield.
So Hastings College comes up on the first play. They don't even get a chance to snap that, babe, and a 5-yard penalty marched off against Hastings here right off of the bat. It's going to be an illegal procedure, a false start on Hastings College. We mentioned the win. We are high atop Memorial Field again here for the 2010 season, and the wind is blowing right in our face here tonight, gusting to 28 miles per hour, actually blowing across the field here at Memorial Field. So Hastings College looking at first down and 15 yards to go. The ball is back at their own 23-yard line. Broncos will hand the ball away. That's going to be a Grummer. Goes off of the right side, off a right tackle, brings it across the 25, out to about the 27-yard line. And the tackle is made in there by Briarcliff's outside linebacker, Jeremy Schindler, a 6'1", 235-pound senior out of Hinton, Iowa. So just a short pickup. I could have almost predicted that first play, a running play to a Nick Grummer.
Well, that is one thing you'll see a lot out of Hastings College with that big offensive line up front. They will key on try to get Nick Grummer at the ball as many times as they can in this ballgame.
Second down, 13 yards to go. Play action pass. Hubert wants to throw. Takes it downfield. The man is out there, and it's going to be incomplete. They go with Mike Novicki. Novicki's a big dude out there, Jimmy, at 6'5", a nice target for Troy Hubert. Breaking up the pass pattern is Ricky Miller. Notice, though, Mike Novicki has changed numbers to number 9. That's the number that Maurice wore a season ago.
Well, exactly. And you mentioned Maurice Mansfield. What a big hole for the Hastings College Broncos to try to fill. It's going to be replace Mansfield by committee this year. A lot of players are going to have to stand up. And, yeah, we talked about all the number changing going on. Just as you get them memorized last season, a lot of the key players for Hastings changed numbers over the season.
Third down, 12 yards to go. Broncos on the opening drive of the season. Hubert drops back to throw, and now he's got to run with a 25 out to the 29-yard line. He's crushed. The Broncos go three plays and out, and they're going to have to kick the football away. So we talked about the defense in the pregame show with head coach Paul Merkowitz. This was a defense that was very, very good a season ago. They were number 2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference in total defense, number 12 in the nation, and they just turned the Broncos over here on three plays and out.
Yeah, just good coverage downfield. Hubert had nowhere to go with the football, trying to drop it off on the flats. Good coverage by Briarcliff and Ernesto Lacayo in to punt his first ball of the season.
All right, dropping back deep for Briarcliff is going to be a Drew Prohaska. He's going to receive the ball at about the 29, back to the 30, 35, and 40. And he's hit from behind and falls forward out here to about the 42-yard line. Down there for Hastings College on the tackle will be Tyler Mertens. Mertens is also going to play some offense here tonight, playing some special teams right now. You'll see Tyler lined up at the tight end position. And now Hastings College will come out defensively, as we mentioned a few minutes ago. They were very, very good a season ago, a team that's really thrived on the defensive turnovers last year. 44 turnovers last year, this Hastings College defense. That was one of the best in the nation a season ago.
Well, it was outstanding. This secondary is a lot of returning starters. And you look at the three guys up front, probably one of the best defensive lines in the GPAC, Langenberg, Mueller, and Botkin.
Yeah, Mueller, Botkin, and Langenberg up there right now. And here's Lehigh Tonga. He wants to throw, and there's the first sack of the season. That's what we like to see right there. Pressure on the quarterback, and Lehigh Tonga, the sophomore quarterback out of Fort Worth, Texas, is decked on a play. Ball started at the 43. They move it back to the 38. A loss of 5 yards, and the Broncos get a sack on the first play of the ball game.
Boy, and Tonga had no chance. As soon as he dropped back and set his feet, Mueller was in there and forced him into Botkin again. We talked about those three last year. They were outstanding in their positions, and they are going to be a force to be reckoned with. There are going to be a lot of offenses that are going to get tired of seeing those three guys in the backfield.
Second down, 15 yards to go. The ball is pushed back here to the 38-yard line. Lehigh Tonga is in the gun. He's got the ball, looks right, throws left. The ball is caught at the 35-yard line, across the 40 to the 45 and out to the 47-yard line. That's the running back, Aaron Taylor. He's a shifty dude, not very tall, 5'6", 200-pound freshman out of Peoria, Arizona. Tackle is made by Brian Callen for Hastings College defensively, but a nice pickup on the play. They bring the ball all the way out to the 47, and we're calling third down now and about 7 yards to go.
Well, and one thing, Mike, you talked about, I think, in the pregame show against Briarcliff last season at Hastings, minus 4 yards rushing. The defense for Tony Harper did a great job against this rushing attack for Briar Cliff, but then they were able to throw it for over 300 yards. And Briar Cliff has always had the big, tall receivers, and we see that right now. Two to the right, one to the left, Tonga in the gun.
All right, Lehigh Tonga grabs the ball. He fakes it left, now throws it right. It's going to be caught by Clement, and Clement is buried here at the 49-yard line. He's going to be a couple of yards shy of a first down. Rather, that's a Chase Colvin. Clement's number 83, Chase Colvin over here, number 11. Both of those guys had big roles against Hastings College a season ago. Clement caught 8 balls, and Chase Colvin caught 5 passes in the ball game last year. Hastings College beat Briar Cliff by the score of 31-20. So both teams go 3 plays and out on their opening possession of the 2010 season. And now Briar Cliff will punt. This is Derek Beisner into the ball game for Briar Cliff. He's a new punter for the Chargers. Dropping back deep will be Brinson Steinhauser. He stands at his own 15-yard line. So Derek Beisner waiting for the snap here from his own 37-yard line. He's got a good pressure, good high kick. Steinhauser signals for the fair catch way over his head. It bounces at the 2-yard line in and out of the end zone. And Hastings College will start first down and 10 on their own 20-yard line. One game in the GPAC this afternoon. Concordia knocked off Nebraska Wesleyan and Seward. Final score of 3-0. 3-0, Concordia beat Nebraska Wesleyan in the GPAC this afternoon. The rest of the action is all under the lights tonight. Hastings playing here in Sioux City against Briar Cliff. Dakota is playing in Sioux Center, Iowa against the Dorton Defenders. Morningside also has a game here in Sioux City. They're playing the Doane College Tigers tonight and probably the marquee game of the opening weekend. You've got number one ranked Sioux Falls against Northwestern. They're playing tonight in Orange City, Iowa. We'll certainly keep you up to date on all the scores throughout the night here on 1230 KHIS. We see a penalty now on the Briar Cliff Chargers. They've already been over to the far side where Hastings College is at. Now they're coming over to the Briar Cliff sidelines here. The talk with head coach Tom Rethman is a penalty against the Chargers. It's going to be declined by Hastings. So the Broncos will get the ball for the second time tonight. First down and 10 on their own 20-yard line. Broncos moving right to left here in this first quarter of play. I couldn't tell you what direction because I think this field sits in here in an odd direction, doesn't it?
I think it does.
So Hastings College will move right to left here in this first quarter of play. Here's a play-action pass. Hubert drops back to throw. Throws the home run ball out there. Justin Anderson has got it. It's off of his fingertips down at the 40-yard line. Justin Anderson, who had 11 receptions a year ago for 216 yards and 3 touchdowns, was out there. So Merck has gone deep a couple of times so far in this ball game. That's a Ricky Miller again back there on defensive coverage for the Chargers out of Briar Cliff.
Boy, and across the middle of the field, Blake Horseman, the tight end, started on the left side, just run a slant pattern across the middle of the field. He had him open across the middle, but trying to hit the big home run ball with Justin Anderson down the far sidelines.
Second down and 10 yards to go from the 20-yard line. Here's a handoff again to Grummer off a right tackle. Grummer brings it across the 20, out to the 24, falls forward to the 25-yard line. So a pickup of 5 yards on the play for Nick Grummer, a senior running back now out of Beatrice. Grummer, 513 yards and 7 touchdowns from a season ago. That's Eric Bolin in on the stop there for Briar Cliff.
Well, and I think in the time you had to talk with Coach Burke the other day, Mike, he had talked about all the shuffling of players on the defensive side of things, also offensively. Broncos shuffling in a lot of players, 4 guys in, 4 guys out after that last play.
All right, wide receivers now go left and right for Hastings College. Here's Hubert, quick pass to the far side. It's going to be caught. Justin Anderson out there at the 34-yard line, first down. So a nice little quick pass out there to Justin Anderson. They move the ball from the 26 out to the 35-yard line. Nope, 34-yard line. It was right the first time. But nevertheless, it's going to be a first down. Ricky Miller again over there on the tackle for Briar Cliff. Hastings dressed in their visiting uniforms here tonight. They're in their crimson pants with their white tops, their white football helmets with a horseshoe on the side. Briar Cliff dressed in their blue bottoms and their blue tops with their blue football helmets and the gold trim here tonight. First down, 10 yards to go. Hastings with a first down. Handoff now to Grummer. Takes it off a left tackle. Hurdles the man at the 35. Out to the 40-yard line of the 43 where he's buried right there. And the stop for Briar Cliff that time was number 9 again. Ricky Miller, he's been all over the place here in the first two possessions. But a nice gain there for Grubbard as he takes the ball for 10 yards. They put the ball right down at the 45-yard line. So back-to-back first downs now for the Bronco offense.
Nice job by Grubbard. Got off a left tackle. Was able to get into the secondary for Briar Cliff. Pick up 11 yards. And Nick running with some good authority here early in this ballgame.
Now we see Travis Downtown Brown. He split out wide to the left side for Hastings. Two wide receivers split to the right. Hubert in the shotgun. Backs up. He steps up in the pocket, throws the home run ball out there again. Justin Anderson, again, he can't come up with it, but a penalty flag is down. Justin Anderson down there at the 15-yard line. He had it in his hands, Jimmy. It was knocked loose, and there may have been some contact down there, and a penalty flag goes down.
Yeah, a lot of pushing and shoving down there. They go again for the home run ball. Boy, I tell you what, as receivers, they've gone to Novicki once and to Justin Anderson a couple of times. Boy, guys have had their hands on the ball. They got to make them receptions. Troy has thrown the ball right on the money so far tonight, but I believe the Broncos are going to come be the beneficiary on this. I believe they're going to have pass interference there as the call against the Chargers, so the Broncos will get another first down as they are now into Charger territory.
All right, so an interference call here on Miller back there defending. So Miller a little bit too good of coverage that time for Briar Cliff. So an interference call there on the Charger defense. Hastings has moved the ball into Briar Cliff territory for the first time tonight. They line up this time with two tight ends and a wide receiver. Brown split out to the left side. Here's a handoff to Grummer. He's hit in the backfield. Grummer hit in the backfield back here at the 43-yard line. A loss of 3 yards on the play. Getting through there for Briar Cliff was Eric Bolin, number 20. He led the Chargers there, but a couple of guys in there for the Chargers. That play went absolutely nowhere. Loss of 3 on the play at second down and 13.
Yeah, good penetration by the Briar Cliff defensive front. A couple of blue jerseys deep into the backfield as soon as Hubert handed the football off to Grummert. He was just swarmed under. A loss of 3 going to bring up second down and nearly 13 yards for the Broncos.
Anderson Novicki split to the right side. Travis Brown to the left. Hubert wants to throw the ball. Here's a pass. He's going to be caught again down at the 28-yard line, out of bounds. High into the air, grabbing that one for Hastings was Justin Anderson. Delivered a little bit high by Troy Hubert, but Anderson, the 5'11", 180-pound senior out of Denver, Colorado, climbs the ladder there for Hastings, and the Broncos had a nice little drive here. Hastings has moved the ball down to the Briar Cliff 28-yard line. That's a first down.
Well, and a good job by Anderson looking at the newspaper this morning, really wanting to try to fill the shoes of Maurice Mansfield. That's a very tough role to do, but a couple of nice catches for 26 yards on the evening. 5 first downs for the Broncos here in the football game.
Novicki, Anderson split to the left side, handoff to Grummert, sweeps right side. Grummert still on his feet, gets the ball close to the 25-yard line. We'll give him 3 yards on the play. Tackle is made in there by big number 99 for the Briar Cliff Chargers, Anon Kasapovich, a junior from Loves Park, Illinois. A pickup of about 3 yards on the play. We'll call it second down, 7 yards to go. Hastings with the ball, nearing the red zone for the first time this season. Anderson split to the right side. Novicki will come to the left. Travis Brown to the left side. The tight end lined up to the right side of the formation. Nick Grummert in the backfield behind Troy Hubert in the shotgun. Hubert's got the ball. Here's a quick pass over the middle. It's going to be caught there. That is the tight end, Horseman, as Horseman takes the ball down to the 14-yard line. That's a first down. Paul Merkowitz, the head coach for Hastings, wanted to use the tight end a little bit more here in the 2010 season, and that time a little quick pass right over the middle to a Blake Horseman. Nice little target there at 6'3". Jimmy grabs the ball for his first reception of the year.
Yeah, and Hastings College with a couple of big tight ends. Zane Anstein, who will see some action as well. He's a big boy out there, but a nice pass and a nice catch. Hubert off to a good start, 3 of 5 passing for 37 yards.
Now Brian Cliff wants to call an early timeout, 7 minutes, 31 seconds to play here in the first quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings nothing and Briar Cliff nothing.
Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings. Burt's continues to take care of you with the best over-the-counter service. Free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. All this and much more at Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue. Rivals Bar and Grill, fun food, 20 TVs, daily specials, weekend food and drink specials. Supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East, Hastings, open every day at 11 a.m.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell, Gene Shaw is joining us alongside here tonight. We're at Memorial Field in Sioux City. The 2010 season opener for the Hastings College Broncos. This is their second possession of the ball game, and Hastings has moved the ball into the red zone for the first time tonight. Hastings first down and 10 at the Briar Cliff 15-yard line following the Charger timeout. Here's Hubert. He carries the ball in the option play down to the 10-yard line to the 9. So a pickup of about 6 yards in the play. First time Hubert has ran the football here for Hastings College. Hubert last year ran for 377 yards, passed for 1,385. Josh Schroeder into the stop there for Briarcliff defensively. Second down and about 5 yards to go as Hubert moves the ball down to about the 9.5-yard line.
Mike, you mentioned Troy Hubert that last game of the season against Ottawa University, probably having one of the best games in a Bronco uniform through about three quarters of football before he went down and sustained that knee injury.
All right, Hubert in the shotgun here on second down. Here's a handoff to Grummert off a right tackle, and Grummert is chopped down at the 7-yard line down there. That's Miller again, Ricky Miller, number 9. Grummert looking to get outside, or getting outside. He was chopped down as he got to about the 7-yard line, so Hastings still going to be about 2 yards shy of a first down. So it's third down and 2 from the Briarcliff 7-yard line. 6 minutes and 27 seconds to play here in the first quarter.
Kind of tough seeing the scoreboard looking back into the sun as it starts to set over the trees and the Missouri River. Beautiful scene up here in Sioux City.
All right, third down and about 3 yards to go for Hastings from the 7-yard line of Briarcliff. Man goes in motion, and now the Broncos in motion all over the place. The wide receiver to the left side, Travis Brown, jumped, and I think the man who was coming in motion also jumped as he started to head upfield about a count too soon, and we got an illegal procedure call here on Hastings, so the Broncos' second penalty of the ball game. By the way, in case you missed it, Nebraska is also playing tonight against Western Kentucky at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. Finally, the cat is out of the bag. Coach Bo has let the cat out of the bag. Taylor Martinez got their first snap for Nebraska tonight after, 3.5, 4 weeks of suspense.
I was kind of hoping they'd put Burkhead in the Wildcat. That way they couldn't actually have a starter, but that wasn't the case. Third down here for the Broncos.
Third down from about the, 12-yard line, 13-yard line. Here's a fade pattern into the corner of the end zone. It's going to be incomplete. So they throw the pass into the corner of the end zone. That was incomplete, so Hastings gets the ball down there. But unable to stick it into the end zone. Travis Brown was the intended receiver. And now Mr. Money comes into the ball game. Ernesto Locayo did not play in the scrimmage last Saturday. He was a little bit sore, so they held him out. And now Locayo comes into the ball game. This will be a 29-yard field goal for Hastings. Hubert will hold. Ball is down. The kick is up there. And the kick goes sailing toward the uprights. It is good. Ernesto Locayo gets the first points on the scoreboard here for Hastings College for the 2010 season. 5 minutes and 47 seconds to play in the first quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings College 3, Briarcliff nothing.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
It's more than beautiful flowers and plants. Bob Sass Flowers has a new look, new home decor, new gift lines, including baby shoes, jewelry, diaper, and handbags, plus fall decor and door art. Say it with flowers and much more at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell, Gene Shaw back here in Sioux City tonight. Hastings College football in 1230 KHAS. 12 plays, 80 yards for Hastings. Ernesto Locayo. It's Hastings on the scoreboard. 3-0 Broncos. 5 minutes and 47 seconds to play in the first quarter as Locayo gets into the football. End over end kick. The wind's going to hold this one up. It's fielded here by Prohaska. Drops it, picks it back up. He's back to the 20-yard line. 25 spins at the 28. Knocked across the 30 to the 31-yard line. That's where Briarcliff will start first down and 10 on their own 32 as they move left to right here in the final couple of minutes of this first quarter.
We'll see Briarcliff come on for their second offensive series. The first series not very good for Briarcliff. The Hastings College defense getting a sack early. First play of the series there. Only 8 yards of total offense for Briarcliff. Hastings College, by the way, starting out pretty good. 66 yards of offense here in the ballgame.
Lehigh Tonga took over the quarterbacking duties about halfway through the year last year and threw for 1,311 yards, had 11 touchdowns and 10 interceptions. He's a sophomore out of Fort Worth, Texas. He's under center right now as he brings the ball back. And being chopped down in the backfield is going to be Aaron Taylor. So Hastings College now playing with a little emotion out there defensively. That was something that was lacking during the preseason workouts, and the coach was not very happy about it. In fact, he tried to get him fired up all week long, and he had a long talk with his team on Thursday to try to get him to play with a little bit more emotion. We're starting to see it for the first time out there right now.
Well, whatever he said is working, and shot out of a cannon, Jake Mueller in there on the stop on the ball carrier, loss of 1 yard, and minus seven now on two rushes for Briarcliff.
And Hastings did very good against the Briarcliff last year in holding the Chargers to under 0 yards and rushing the football, and are off to a good start here tonight. And now Tonga just throws the ball down. He looked up, and he saw nothing but white shirts. Jake Mueller was coming off of the corner and got right into Lehigh Tonga, and he had nothing in his mind that he wanted to go along with Jake Mueller to try to break out of that would-be tackler, huh?
Boy, and we talked about him in the pregame show. They are going to be so dangerous this year for Tony Harper and his defense, already making a big presence known with one sack, and then exactly Mueller in there all over Tonga, and he had nowhere to go with it, just threw it to the turf. Third down, 11 yards to go here for Briarcliff.
Chargers have the ball on their own 30-yard line, and now Lehigh Tonga will be in the shotgun formation. Wide receivers all over the place, two to the left side, two to the right side. Tonga waiting for the snap here. Broncos showing blitz. They back off, and now Tonga wants to throw the ball. Cocks the arm. Now he's under pressure. Starts off left, now right, sits in the pocket. Tonga's still got the ball. He fakes again. He comes to the near sideline. Now he's in trouble. He's hitting down. He goes back here at the 27-yard line. That's Jake Mueller again.
I tell you what, Mike. I watched Jake Mueller on that play. He started out at the left defensive tackle. He faked like he was rushing. Then he went on pass coverage out into the secondary. Once Tonga was forced out of the pocket, Mueller was able to get back onto the quarterback, Tonga. That was just an outstanding play. He was running all over the football field and comes up with the tackle. It was actually a loss of a couple of yards. So now Briarcliff, fourth down and long. Just a great series there by Jake Mueller.
So Hastings College defensively has looked very good again here in this ball game. They kind of picked up where they left off a season ago, huh?
Boy, they did.
Now we've got Derek Beisner back into the ball game to punt. He stands at his own 13-yard line. Brinson Steinhauser stands back here at his own 29. He'll be joined back there in double safety for Hastings College. Now Justin Anderson, and now we've got a timeout. We got a timeout from Briarcliff, so they burn another TO here in the first quarter of play. We'll take another break. 3 minutes and 54 seconds to play in the first quarter. The score, Hastings College 3, Briarcliff nothing.
Home. It's the people you cherish, the things and places familiar to you. Home is where friendships take shape and memories are made. Home is sometimes where life takes a turn. When the unexpected happens, it's the people around you who matter most. You can rely on the people of Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital to care for you in times of change. Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, here for you, close to home.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell, Gene Shaw back here in Sioux City tonight. Hastings College football in 1230 KHAS. Fourth down and about 13 yards to go for Briarcliff. They're in punt formation. At their own 28-yard line, there's the snap. Here comes the pressure. Not a very good kick. It goes to the left sideline, and it's going to bounce at the Hastings College 46, and it will go out of bounds there on the far side, so Hastings will get good field position. Jimmy, you talked about the guys defensively for Hastings up front that are getting the job done right now. That's Mueller, Botkin, and Langenberg, but I'll tell you what, another three guys that are coming in and seeing just as much playing time that are still very good for Hastings. Not the second teamers. They've got six or seven guys they can rotate up there on the defensive line. You're going to hear from John Malise and Adam Killip and also Jared Noble. Those guys are pretty good too.
Well, I wondered why Tony Harper is running around with a smile on his face around Hastings, and that is the reason why. He is blessed with some tremendous players, and the Bronco defense out to a great start this season.
All right, first down, 10 yards to go. The ball is at the 42-yard line. Here's Keenan Blage now. Keenan Blage brings it across the 45 out to the 47-yard line. So Keenan Blage, who played a little bit last year as a freshman, really never got going. Had a tough time picking up the Hastings College offense a season ago. But he's had a great spring. He's had a great preseason for Hastings. And Blage is going to see plenty of carries here this year. He's a transfer out of Colorado. He's a sophomore from Peyton, Colorado. had only 27 carries a season ago, but here on the first carry of the 2010 season, he gets 7 yards as he brings the ball up here to the 48-yard line. He'll get another carry here, brings it across the 50 inside Briarcliff territory down to the 48-yard line. So back-to-back carries there for Keenan Balazs, nets 10 yards, and the Broncos have the ball in Briarcliff territory for the second time here tonight.
Balazs doing a good job already, just 2 carries and 11 yards. The Broncos now with 40 yards on the ground, 6 first downs. Offense really looking good. Mike, I tell you, a lot of new guys into that offensive line, some guys back from injury from last year, and really doing a good job on that defensive front of Briarcliff.
Tell you what, the center is going to be a good one to watch for Hastings this year. He's number 52, Jesus Uribe. He's a junior college transfer out of San Jose, California. Hubert wants to throw, does so. Far sideline, it's going to be caught at the 35-yard line, down to the 30, and run out of bounds at the 25-yard line. Hubert right on the money there. And that's Mike Novicki making the reception there for Hastings College. You kind of joked there during one of our breaks. Novicki better make some catches here this year. He's wearing number 9. We're used to seeing number 9 catch balls.
I tell you what, if you've been living under a rock for the last 4 years, you missed out on a tremendous athlete, maybe one of the best that's played for Hastings College. He was just dangerous anytime he was on the field. And, yeah, we talked about it, Novicki. He's got some big shoes to fill wearing that number 9.
All right, he splits out wide to the right side now with Justin Anderson to the left. Hubert is in the gun. First down and 10. From the Briarcliff 27-yard line, handoff Grummer, and he's decked in the backfield. He is hit in the backfield and knocked down back here at the 32-yard line. And making the stop there was Eric Boland, number 20. Boland, a linebacker that came on a blitz, 5'10", 220-pounder from McChesney Park, Illinois.
Ellen, just a little mistake there by the offensive line, not able to pick up the blitz, and they were right in the backfield at Hastings College. And again, as soon as Hubert handed the football off to Grummer, Grummer was shackled right down around the ankles. A loss of 4, Keenan Balazs into the ball game for the Broncos.
And Balazs is going to get the carry here. Starts off left, comes back right. Starts off right, comes back left. He's at the 30 to the 25, and he's run out of bounds here at the 21-yard line. That play designed to go right, I think, and Keenan just put the brakes on and came around to the left side and finally was run out of bounds over here by Caleb Young, who gets his first tackle of the ball game. Keenan Balazs, nice carry on the play as he moves the ball down to the Briarcliff 20-yard line. That's going to bring up a third down and a 3 situation now for Hastings with 90 seconds to play here in the first quarter.
Just a little delayed draw there as Hubert hands off to Balazs. Good blocking off the left side. And then Keenan showing his wheels. He's pretty quick on the outside. Picks up a nice gain of nearly 12. Going to bring up third down and short for the Broncos.
Zach Beatty, your fullback. Here's Hubert on a quarterback draw. He's across the 15 down to about the 13-yard line. That's going to be a first down. So Hubert gets his second carry. He moves the ball from the 20 down to the 13. Pickup of 7 yards on the play. Chris Young with back-to-back tackles out there for Briarcliff. So Hastings is in the red zone again. They've got the ball now at the 13-and-a-half-yard line of Briarcliff with a minute and 16 seconds to play here in the first quarter.
Broncos 8 first downs already here in the first quarter. Briarcliff none. And first down, as you said, inside the red zone.
Hubert from the shotgun hands it away to Keenan Balazs. Balazs to the 10. Pickup of 3 yards on the play. Tackle is made in there by Eric Boland. Hastings has been very good in season openers under head coach Paul Merkowitz. His record is at 8 wins and 1 loss. Season openers. Last year, Hastings knocked off Peru State by a score of 38-18 to begin the 2009 season. So Hastings now looking at a second down situation here. Second down and 7 yards to go from the 10-yard line of Briarcliff. Two wide receivers split to the right side. Hubert will roll that way, unloads the cut. Pass is made by Hubert to Novicki. He gets into the end zone for the touchdown. Hubert rolls right, gets it to Novicki, and he takes it to the goal line where he is upended, and he falls into the end zone. So Hastings College, very impressive here, Jimmy, right off of the bat. 3 possessions, 2 scores, and the Broncos going on top 9-0.
And they don't get enough praise, but the offensive line doing a great job. I keyed on them, and they give Hubert all the time in the world. He drops it off, and Novicki really doing a good job after the catch, was able to lumber into the end zone. Now Ernesto Lacayo in for the PAT for the Broncos.
So Lacayo, who was very good a season ago, did not miss an extra point. He will drill this one, and he's got a field goal and a PAT so far in this ball game. Hastings College looking very good here to start off the season. 27 seconds to play here in the first quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 10, Briarcliff nothing.
Taking care of your eyes may be the most important thing you can do for yourself. Let Dr. Richard Arneson and Dr. Nate Boland at Hastings Vision Clinic help you with the best, most complete vision care, including eye exams, low vision treatment, therapeutic treatment for eye disease, contact lenses, designer eyewear, and sunglasses. Hastings Vision Clinic is a Medicare and Medicaid provider with an on-site spectacle lab and is open Monday through Friday and Saturday mornings. Call 462-8816 at Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th in Hastings.
At Farm Bureau, the agents know health insurance. Marty DeMuth, your local Farm Bureau agent in Hastings, knows it helps to have someone to rely on when you're looking for health insurance. As an independent and authorized producer of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, Marty can simplify the complexities and provide options. When you need health insurance, there's just one person to call, Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
1230 KHAS.
So 12 plays, 80 yards. Ernesto Lacayo gets a 29-yard field goal. 9 plays, 58 yards, and a 10-yard touchdown pass. Troy Huber to Michael Novicki. Hastings College out on top now of Briarcliff by a score of 10-0 here in this season opener. Here's the kickoff by Lacayo. Prohaska grabs it at the 7. He's back to the 15 to the 20. Breaks outside 25. 30, and he's decked right here right in front of the Briarcliff bench. Brings it out to about the 32-yard line, and that's where the Chargers will start. Nebraska playing Western Kentucky down at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. Huskers go out on top by a score of 7-0. Guess who scores the first touchdown?
Yeah.
Taylor Martinez on a 40-plus yard run to start off the scoring for Nebraska. So a guy who's in the shadows, so to speak, waiting for the official announcement to be made. He comes out and scores the first touchdown of the ball game. And Nebraska goes out on top 7-0. We'll keep you up to date on that ball game. I know we got a lot of people maybe switching back and forth between ball games here. Hastings has got a 10-0 lead here over Briarcliff as we near the end of the first quarter. Here's Lehigh Tonga, comes back out, fakes the ball to his running back, Taylor. Now pulls it back out, runs it himself 35-40 out to the 44-yard line. That time they faked the ball to Aaron Taylor, that little running back, and Lehigh Tonga takes it around the right end. And that's a first down as he brings it all the way out to the 44-yard line. And now we got 12 seconds to play here in the first quarter.
That is the first down for Briarcliff here this evening, Mike. We talk about Hastings College offense, 125 of total offense so far in the ballgame, 67 through the air, 58 on the ground. Before that carry for Briarcliff, 3 yards. We'll give Tonga 11 on that carry there, and I believe we have another timeout.
Nope, that's going to be the end of the first quarter.
First, okay.
All right, Hastings has got that second unit up there on the defensive front now with John Malise, Adam Killip, and Jared Noble, but we will switch ends. The end of the first quarter has arrived here. So one quarter in the books. GPAC football here tonight on 1230 KHIS. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings College 10, Briarcliff nothing.
Rodgers Incorporated.
It's the Salute to Savings Sale on Whirlpool Appliances at Rogers Incorporated. Save up to 20% on select Whirlpool Appliances September 1st through the 6th, and no interest if paid in full within 12 months on select Energy Star qualifying appliances $4.99 and up. Now through September 6th, minimum monthly payments required. Ask Rogers for details. Save on Whirlpool at Rogers Incorporated, 1035 South Burlington, Hastings.
Call Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs, including water heaters and water softeners. Witt Plumbing also does new construction, remodeling, and repairs. Also backhoe, trenching, and leach fields, and is a certified septic tank installer. Call 463-4664. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Get professional expert service from Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
1230 KHAS.
In the first play of the second quarter, Aaron Taylor takes the ball right at the pipe here across the 50 into the Bronco territory at the 43-yard line. Tackle is made by Alec Diffendaffer for Hastings College defensively. So this is the first time today that Briarcliff has been in Hastings College territory. Lehigh Tonga will send 3 wide receivers to the left side, and 1 wide receiver will go to the right. So first down and 10 for Briarcliff. Now with the ball at the Hastings College 43. Broncos are out on top by the score of 10-0 here in the brawl game. Broncos come with a pressure. Lehigh Tonga looks left, then right. He unloads to Taylor. Taylor is hit once. He's hit twice, and down he goes. He gets the reception, but then he pays for it here as he is knocked down a 2-yard loss there. Lehigh just wanted to get rid of that one because I saw Riley Nicola in there, number 3, a couple other guys in there on the blitz for Hastings College, so they came with some pressure, and Tonga got rid of it, but Taylor nets a minus 2 yards on the play.
Yeah, John Malise again, number 51, also in there, was all over top of Tonga as he delivered that football out there. A loss of a couple of yards here, second down and 12 for Briarcliff at the Bronco 45.
Briarcliff moving from our right to our left here in this second quarter of play. Hastings out on time by the score of 10-0. Here's Tonga hanging the ball away to Taylor. He takes it around the left end, and he is crushed just as he crosses the 45-yard line. Maybe falls forward to the 44. Tackle is made in there by Indiana Jones. Indiana Jones, the 220-pound junior from Albuquerque, New Mexico. He's been banged up a little bit during a fall camp, but he's seeing playing time. Got the start tonight for head coach Paul Merkowitz.
Yeah, good to see Indiana out there. As you said, battling some injuries through fall camp and wasn't even sure if he was going to be able to make the trip up here. But in on that tackle there, Indiana looking good. He's a fine product for Paul Merkowitz.
We've got to have Indiana Jones, and that's their defensive lineup.
Temple of Doom.
Third down and 10 yards to go. Here's Lehigh Tonga, drops back, and now he's going to run. Now he's going to pass. He throws it down to the 35-yard line, and a diving reception is made out there. Did he hang on to it? Yes, he did. That's a Zach Clement, but I think he's going to be about a yard shy of a first down. Back there in coverage for Hastings will be Aaron Verlinde. And we'll spot the football right at the 35, so it's going to bring up a fourth down situation. Tonga, he didn't know if he wanted to run it or throw it. He finally finds Zach Clement open down there, and he threads the needle, but he came up short.
Well, I'll tell you what, Tonga could be the leading ball carrier for Briarcliff. If you're talking about yards getting chased from a defense, he was forced all around the field. I seen Riley Nicola in there, but again, forcing Tonga all over the field, and they'll go for it here on fourth down, fourth and one for the Chargers.
All right, we're down here at the 35-yard line of Hastings. Tonga's got the ball, and they blow this play dead, and they call the timeout. Briarcliff calls the timeout as the quarterback receives the ball here. So they call the T.O., and is that? I think that's their last timeout of this first half. We still got 12 minutes and 13 seconds to play here in the second quarter, so we'll take a break with a score. Hastings College 10, Briarcliff nothing.
Sideline from an injury, recovering from a surgery, whatever your ailment, physical therapy and sports rehab is the right choice for your physical and occupational therapy needs. We offer convenient hours from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, and our free Saturday morning sports clinic for local athletes from 8 to 10 a.m. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. The people you know and the name you trust. Log on to PTSRHastings.com or at 207 South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell, and Gene Shaw back here in Sioux City tonight. Hastings College football in 1230 KHAS. Season opener. Broncos getting a field goal from Ernesto Locayo and a touchdown from Troy Hubert to Michael Novicki in the first quarter. And now for the first time tonight, Briarcliff has got the ball in Hastings College territory. It's fourth down and a yard to go from the Hastings 35-yard line. Briarcliff, I think, has used all three of their timeouts here in the first half. We still got 12-13 to play in the second quarter. Lehigh Tonga up under center this time with wide receivers to the left side. And now they snap the ball. Or they didn't snap the ball, and the line moved. I don't think the ball did.
The only guys that didn't move was the center and quarterback. Everybody else.
Yeah, they took
back.
Off.
Yeah. Boy, that's after a timeout. You would think you got the troops all geared up to what's happening. And that's a silly error for Briarcliff. Now they'll send the punt team in as they will be penalized here.
Yeah, so instead of fourth and one, now it's fourth and six. Daniel Campos, I think, was one of the guys to move up there, but I think everybody else did too. So fourth down and 6 yards to go. Now the line of scrimmage is about the 40 of Hastings. And now Briarcliff, instead of going for it, will send out their punter for the third time tonight. That's Derek Beisner. Dropping back deep for Hastings is going to be Steinhauser. He shields his eyes from the sun here as he'll look directly into the sun back there at the 10-yard line. Beisner stands at his own 45, so Hastings keeps Briarcliff out of the end zone here. And Beisner waits for the snap. He's got it, and he's going to punt the football away. He's going to angle it to the near side, kicks away from Steinhauser. It goes out of bounds, and that's really not what he wanted here. It's going to be shy of the 20-yard line. They tried to pin the Broncos back deep, but that one is well shy of the 20. They're going to bring it up to the 24-25, and that's where Hastings College will start.
About a 15-yard punt or so?
Exactly, 15-yard punt. Broncos will get pretty good field position here. And, again, the defense flat getting the job done here tonight. Briarcliff in the first quarter only with 6 total yards of offense. The Broncos with 122. Michael Nowicki making a couple of catches for 27 yards and a touchdown in the ball game. And Keenan Balaj and Nick Grummer combining for some nice gains. Hastings College looking very polished right now.
All right, Troy Hubert in the shotgun. And Hubert's going to hand the ball away on a little reverse. That fullback reverse is going to go to Beatty, and that time he's going to be stacked up. Beatty kind of lined up as a wing back or a slot man off to one side. Came back, get the handoff from Hubert, and that was snuffed out immediately by Jeremy Schindler out of Briarcliff. That's his third tackle already in the ball game. A loss of 2 yards in a play. The fullback doesn't carry the ball many times, Jimmy. You got to take advantage of those.
You do, and there's really nowhere to go there for Beatty as a lot of blue jerseys bring him down for about a 2 yard loss.
Here's Hubert to pass across the middle. It's going to be caught there by Zane Anstein. Gets away at the 40 yard line, 45 50, inside Briarcliff territory, 45 40, 35 30, and he's run down from behind. Zane Anstein, the Hastings St. Cecilia product, who has been moved to tight end by Paul Merkowitz and the Broncos, makes a nice reception, breaks a couple of tacklers. And Zane Anstein takes the ball down to the 32-yard line of Briarcliff. That's a first down.
Nice dump across the middle to Zane Anstein. Once he got past the coverage, was able to pick up a nice game. We'll give him 46 on that play. It gets it into Briarcliff territory. Troy Hubert already over 100 yards of throwing. The Broncos with 58 on the ground. And a nice catch and run there by Anstein.
All right, that'll make Pops happy. First down and 10 yards to go for Hastings. And now the Broncos call a timeout. So Hastings takes the ball into Briarcliff territory. I think there was a little confusion out there offensively with personnel, and Paul Merkowitz calls the timeouts. So we'll burn another timeout here. 11 minutes and 3 seconds to play in the first half. The score, Hastings 10, Briarcliff nothing.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
1230 KHAS.
Nebraska 7 and Western Kentucky nothing early in the ball game at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. Dort and Dakota Wesleyan playing tonight. No score after one quarter. Doan is playing here in Sioux City against Morningside. Sioux Falls is playing at Northwestern tonight. Other GPAC action. Earlier today, Concordia beat Nebraska Wesleyan by the score of 3-0. Here's a handoff now, Keenan Balaj. Balaj to the 30, and that's all he's going to get. Pickup of about 3 yards in the play. So Hubert hands the ball away to Keenan Balaj. He takes it down to the 30-yard line. Tackle is made in there again by Aaron Boland, who's having a good first half here for the Briarcliff defense. A pickup of 2 officially for Keenan Balaj. We'll call it second down and 8 yards to go.
Mike, we talked about the two running backs. Keenan Balaj so far in the ballgame, 5 carries, 29 yards. And Nick Grummert, 7 carries, 17 yards. That's a nice combination that they've got rotating in right now.
And now Hubert wants to throw the football to the right side. The ball is going to be off of the fingertips of Travis Brown, out of bounds. Brown down there at about the 15-yard line. A pass thrown a little off of the target there by Hubert. So an incomplete pass, and that's going to bring up a third down in each situation now with 10 minutes and 24 seconds to play. We expect to see Dalton Seely, another St. Cecilia product. We saw the nice play there by Zane Anstein a couple of plays ago. We expect to see Dalton Seely, a freshman out of Hastings St. Cecilia, who made the trip and is expected to play tonight for Hastings. Third down, 8 yards to go. Hastings with the ball to Briarcliff, 30-yard line. Wide receivers left and right. Hubert stands in the gun, hands it away down to Keenan Balaj. Keenan gets away from one tackle. He doesn't get away from the rest of the gang, though. He is gang tackled and ripped down to the turf down at the 28-yard line. A pickup of only 2 on the play. Now Hastings looking at fourth down, and look who's coming out, Ernesto Locayo. We saw him during the warm-ups, Jimmy, and he was banging him home from well over 50 going in this direction.
Yeah, 57 yards. Remember, the wind is coming from his left to right. But, yeah, from 57 yards out, a lot of leg for Locayo. He not only kicks it higher, but he hits it farther than what some of your T-balls were this summer.
Oh, no doubt about that. This is a 47-yard field goal from the near side hash. Ball is down. The kick is up. When the kick hits the upright, and it goes through the uprights, it is good. It hits the right upright and bounces through the pipes. It is good from 47 yards out. So Ernesto Locayo, it didn't look pretty. It was one of his lower kicks that I've seen him kick in a while, but he bangs it off with a right upright and through the pipes for a field goal.
I thought maybe it was a tip the way it kind of come off of his foot. It wasn't one of his more prettier kicks, but nevertheless, the Broncos tack three more on. Now they lead Briarcliff 13 to nothing.
All right, we're in the second quarter with 9 minutes and 41 seconds to play. We'll take a break. You're listening to Bronco Football.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing, from new construction, remodeling, repairs and service, to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water softeners, and septic tank installation. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Call 463-4664.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street, for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1230 KHAS.
There's the kickoff by Locayo. The ball is returned by Prohaska, 25-30, and he is upended there at about the 32-yard line.
Nice tackle downfield. I wanted to mention that on one of the other kickoffs. Nate Arlt, the prize out of Adams Central, getting in on a tackle earlier in this ball game, and right there making a nice hit out around the 32-yard line. So a little bit of Hastings flavor, Adams Central, St. Cecilia, getting some players here and getting involved. So we said Seeley, we'll probably see him later on in the ball game, and Stein making a nice catch and run here in the second quarter.
So 9:33 to play in the second period. Hastings now with a 13-0 lead in the ball game over Briarcliff. The Chargers have been in Hastings territory once, but they had to punt the football away. Lehigh Tonga backs up. Tonga's under pressure, rolls to his left. He's still got the ball. Tonga at the 30, 35, and he's run down from behind at the 37-yard line and tackled there. So Lehigh Tonga gets the carry there. Tackle is made in there by Hastings College. I think that's Curtis Hudeberg making the stop there for Hastings. That's his third tackle. So we're seeing a lot of guys play on defense here in this first half for defensive coordinator Tony Harper. A pickup, though, of about 7 yards on a play. We'll call it second down and 3 yards to go. On the quarterback scramble from Lehigh Tonga, the sophomore quarterback out of Fort Worth, Texas. Unbalanced line now as Tonga hands the ball the way to Taylor. Taylor to the 40 to the 42. And he picks up about 2 yards in a play. Still going to be about a yard shy of a first down. Jake Mueller in on the stop for Hastings College defensively. They'll spot the football right at the 42. They got to take it to the 43 for the first down. So it's now third down and a yard to go. 8:42 to play here in the second quarter. Broncos have the lead, 13-0. And now they re-spot the football. They put it down at the 43.
Yeah,
they had it down at about the 42. Then they moved it to the 42.5. Then the 43. And they say, yeah, it's first down. But they had to give them the first down. So Briarcliff gets a new set of downs here. First down and 10 on their own 43. They wind the clock here as Tonga is up under center. Looks over the Hastings College defense. Backs in the I formation with wide receivers to the left and to the right. Tonga waiting for the snap. He's got it. Hands it away. Taylor. Taylor dancing his way. He gets it to the 45, to the 46, and down he goes. So Aaron Taylor, again, if you missed it earlier, it's first two running backs for Briarcliff are injured. Steven Levy was the expected starter tonight. Levy came up with some problems with his foot this week. Could be lost for the season for Briarcliff. That's a blow for the Chargers. Eichelberger was the second-string running back. He is injured, and now they go with this freshman running back from Peoria, Arizona. Aaron Taylor, a shifty guy at 5'6", 200-pound freshman. He's been carrying the load so far for Briarcliff defensively, or rather offensively against the Bronco defense. Second down, 9 yards to go from their own 45-yard line. Tonga wants to throw, does so far side, delivered low, and it's going to be incomplete right in front of the Bronco bench. It was picked off of the turf over there. Back there in coverage was Zach Carlton for Hastings College defensively. That one was delivered low to a Chase Colvin, and he couldn't pull the ball in, so it's going to be an incomplete pass, and it's now third down for Briarcliff. Third down and about 9 yards to go. Football is on the Briarcliff 44-and-a-half-yard line.
Tonga having a tough time getting dialed in. As we had said earlier in the ballgame, he's been running for his life in that backfield. And, again, good pressure by the Bronco D. Only 20 yards of passing for Tonga here in the ballgame.
Third down and 9 yards to go. Wide receivers to the left and to the right. Lehigh Tonga waiting for the snap from the gun. He's got the ball. He backs up. Here comes the pressure. Tonga is hit. He is still up, and now he throws the ball away. Is there a fumble? It's going to be an incomplete pass. I don't know what that was, Jimmy. He was on his way down, and he just kind of threw it out there. They evidently said he was going forward with the ball. Hastings was going after it. It was finally kind of rolled to one of their wide receivers. He picked it up, and he was running downfield, but then the whistle sounds, and that's going to be the end of the play.
Alec Diffendaffer on the pressure there, had Tonga wrapped up, nearly able to bring him down for the second sack of the ball game for the Bronco defense. But, yeah, that was kind of ugly. Tonga just trying to make something happen. Very dangerous right in front of the Bronco bench, but it falls incomplete. And Briarcliff will be forced to punt with Justin Anderson and Brinson Steinhauser back deep for the Broncos.
This guy here is going to be applying for overtime pay here on the first ball game. Derek Beisner, he comes back in to punt again for Briarcliff. 13-0, Broncos have the lead. Fourth down, 9 yards to go. Here comes the pressure. Beisner gets it away. Broncos nearly got there. May have been tipped there by the Broncos, but he gets a nice little roll here across the 15. It's going to be down at the 11-yard line. Hastings nearly got there. Applying the pressure for Hastings was number 48. That was Tanner Knox. He got in there for Hastings. Tipped the ball, I thought. And finally, a nice little kick there by Beisner as he gets a nice little roll down inside to 15. They'll spot the ball at the 12, and that's where the Bronco offense will start.
Yeah, Bronco special teams in there. They did make contact with the punter, but the official right there indicated that it was tipped. But then he got a nice roll after the ball hit the ground. And so the Broncos will take over. First and 10 here at their own 12-yard line.
And now we see Dalton Seeley into the ball game for Hastings for the first time. Hubert play action pass, throws it across the middle. It's right through the hands of Horseman. The tight end Horseman right across the middle of the field in between the two hash marks. Boy, that ball should have been caught and went whistling right through his hands. Incomplete pass.
I tell you what, we've seen the tight ends tonight in this ball game across the middle be wide open. As we said, Anstein with a big catch and run of 46 yards earlier in the ball game, and Horseman already with one nice catch. But that one there, you've got to make that catch across the middle. He had 3 or 4 yards on his defender. That would have been a nice gain for the Broncos, but it falls incomplete. And bring up second down.
Second down and 10 from the 13-yard line of Hastings. Hubert is in the shotgun with Dalton Seeley in the backfield. There's a handoff to Seeley. No, where is it? It's Hubert. Hubert carries the ball. They went after Seeley, and Hubert got the ball up to about the 14 or 15. Nice fake there. The defense was going with Dalton Seeley. All of a sudden, Hubert brings it up to about the 15, so a pickup of 2 or 3 yards. That may have been a blown play there.
Well, that's kind of what you wonder with a youngster in there with Seeley being a freshman. Yeah, they're going to bring him out and bring in Keenan Balage. But it's probably a good thing Seeley did not get it. Boy, there are a lot of blue jerseys. Jumped right around Seeley.
Yeah, Dalton may have ran the wrong play there.
Yeah.
So they bring him out for the field. So maybe freshman jitters there for Dalton Seeley. And now we've got a timeout again.
Timeout, Briarcliff.
All right, Briarcliff burns another timeout. I don't know how many they get in the half.
Well, they just indicated.
Yeah, they indicated that was a Briarcliff timeout, but I thought they already took three already. So we've got a timeout here, 6 minutes and 29 seconds to play. In the second quarter, we'll take a break with a score. Hastings 13, Briarcliff nothing.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell, Gene Shaw back here in Sioux City. Having a tough time maybe with a scoreboard tonight. It's acting a lot like my Christmas tree during the holiday season. Half the lights are on, the other half are not.
Yeah. I'm glad we're keeping the score up here because sometimes it just shuts down.
Third down for Hastings. Here's a pass to the far sideline. It's going to be caught over there. Nice catch out here at the 23-yard line. And that's Justin Anderson. Edison's got some nice leaping ability there, Jimmy, as he climbs the ladder again for the second or third time tonight. Pass delivered high by Hubert, but Anderson goes up to grab it. That's a first down for the Broncos. Yeah, the scoreboard, with it supposed to have the down, it doesn't work. The to-go lights, they don't work. The ball on, it doesn't work either.
It does resemble a Christmas tree the way it just keeps blinking.
Yeah, blinking.
And oh, what a mess. You talk about Justin Anderson, though, in the ballgame, Mike. Three catches, 34 yards. And that one there, as we had said, Troy delivered that one a little bit high, but Anderson climbs the ladder, brings it down, picks up the 10th first down for the Broncos.
All right, man comes in motion now to the near side for Hastings. First down and 10 from the 23. Hand off, that's going to be Seeley back in there. Seeley brings the ball across the 30, out to about the 33-yard line. So a pickup of about 5 yards on the first collegiate carry there for Dalton Seeley. Terry Cam in on the stop there for Briarcliff defensively.
We're going to give him 7 yards on that. And well, I tell you what, we talk about several teams with a stable running backs. The Broncos with Grummert, Balazs, and now you add Dalton Seeley in there. And Seeley, what he brings to the table is not only power but speed. He was a shake away from taking that yard.
Second down and 3 yards to go now for Hastings College. Here's Hubert. He throws the ball on the far side. It's going to be caught again. Justin Anderson out to the 40. And he is stopped there at about the 41-yard line. I was watching Seeley in that particular play, Jimmy. That time, he does a great job just blocking in the backfield. He chopped down a linebacker that was coming in on the blitz there. He chopped him right down, so a great job there by the former St. Cecilia product. That gave Hubert a little bit of time there to deliver the ball to Justin Anderson out to the 40-yard line. Another first down for Hastings.
Yeah, nice gain of 8 yards for Anderson again, so add that to his total at 42 now as the Broncos out to their own 40.
Hubert wants to throw the football again. He's going to air it out there. He's got a man that's a Novicki, and he can't catch up to it down there at about the 20-yard line. Back there in coverage for Briarcliff was number 21, Cam Terry again, who's into the defensive secondary now, a 5'7", 160-pound sophomore out of Houston, Texas. Tell you what, Hubert throwing the ball around a little bit tonight.
Well, and that's what I was just pointing at. I put a additional passing chart on my stats here because Briarcliff tends to throw the ball an awful lot. They've only thrown it 7 times. Aaron Merkowitz, 14 throws tonight for the Broncos and only 19 rushing plays.
All right, second down, 10 yards to go from the 40-yard line. Here's a handoff again to Seeley. Seeley breaks outside, both hands on the football, 45 to the 50-yard line. And that's going to be very close to a first down. Dalton Seeley picking his holes there carefully as he takes the ball up to the 50. Cam Terry again. And on the stop for Briarcliff, Hastings, Jimmy, has completely dominated this first half of play.
Well, they are, Mike. You look at rushing the football, 20 rushes for the Broncos and 78 yards. As we had said, Hubert, 14 pass attempts. He's got 129 yards through the air. So the Broncos really racking up a lot of yards here. And 2 carries for Seeley now in the ball game. We've got a big chart of running backs to keep stats on tonight. 2 carries and 16 yards for Seeley. It's 3rd and 1 for the Broncos.
Yeah, they mark it just shy of the 50-yard line. Seeley's going to pick up the first down, though, as they give it to him again. And he plows his way across the 50 into Briarcliff territory down to about the 48-yard line. Eric Bolin gets his 7th tackle here in this first half. 4:02 to play, second quarter. Hastings already leading by the score of 13-0. They can really take control of the ball game right here. They can stick this baby in the end zone.
Yeah, they've looked very polished so far. We mentioned Hastings' numbers. Defensively, the Broncos have done a great job against Briarcliff. 20 yards through the air, 28 on the ground is all Briarcliff has this evening.
3 wide receivers to the right. Here's Hubert. He wants to throw the pass, and it's going to be caught. And a short gain there to Keenan Balazs, actually a loss of about a yard in the play. I think Briarcliff was coming with everything but the kitchen sink there. They had a lot of guys coming out on the play there defensively. Hubert had to get rid of it, and he just dumps it away to Keenan Balazs in the center of the field. It was a completed pass, but it nets a -1 yard. So it's now 2nd down and 11. The football pushed back here to the Briarcliff 49-yard line. Travis Downtown Brown splits out wide to the right side for Hastings. He'll take 2 wide receivers with him. 3 wide outs to the right. Hubert rolls that way. There's a pass that's going to be too far. Trying to get it to a Novicki down there at the 43. Back in coverage for Briarcliff was Jordan Lester, number 3, an outside linebacker, 205-pound sophomore out of South Sioux City. So now Hastings looking at 3rd down and 11 from the 49 of Briarcliff.
Well, and one thing we have seen is a few errant passes from Hubert, but let's talk about the wind again. That ball sailed high over Novicki, the 6'5" product. And I think the wind down on the field swirling around and causing some passes to go errant for Troy.
causing us some problems. They got us in the friendly confines of on top of the press box for the second straight year. Tell you what, you give me a little pair of wings, I think I can fly home from here.
I tell you what, you could ride over into the farming utility company that's over there. You'd land right in the middle of the mowers. But the good thing is, don't worry, folks, we've got him tied down.
All right, 3:06 to play. We got another timeout. 3:06 to play in the second quarter. We'll take a 30-second break right here with a score. Hastings 13, Briarcliff nothing.
Discover the credit union difference at Hastings Federal Credit Union. What's the difference? Lower interest rates on your loans. And Hastings Federal Credit Union offers all types of loans to people who work or live in the Hastings area. Wouldn't you like lower rates and more convenient terms on your auto, home, home equity, or personal loans? Of course you would. So discover the credit union difference for yourself at Hastings Federal Credit Union.
707 North Marion Road, Hastings, an equal housing lender and savings federally insured to $250,000 by the NCUA.
1230 KHAS.
All right, third down and 11 yards to go. Hastings with the ball to Briarcliff, 49-yard line. Hubert in the gun. Three wide receivers split to the right side. Hastings out on top by a score of 13-0. Hubert backs up. He wants to throw the ball. Does so. It's going to be over the head of Novicki. Novicki down there at about the 35-yard line. Back in coverage, Jordan Lester for Briarcliff. So now it's fourth down at 11 yards to go. We're going kind of with the wind somewhat to our back here, but Hastings is going to send out the punt team. Obviously, Ernesto, he has got a leg, Jimmy, but this is a little bit out of his range.
Well, like I said, he was kicking 57-yarders from the left hash and right hash and with pinpoint accuracy, but, yeah, we're a little bit too far out for Ernesto here.
So Ernesto into the ball game to punt. He will get it away here. High kick. It sails toward the far side, and it's going to go at about the 2-yard line and bounces into the end zone. So a touchback here. Ernesto O'Kyle gets off a 49-yard punt, but only a 29-yard net. He is not happy. He's pretty good at putting the ball down there at about the 3 and just letting it die down there. He's pretty good at that, but that one just goes into the end zone. So a touchback here, and Briarcliff will get the ball back with 2:51 to play in the second quarter.
Yeah, not only is he an outstanding kicker for Hastings College, provides a lot of humor. You watch him after a play, if he makes a kick or does something good on that particular play, he was scolding himself all the way to the sidelines. I don't think any coach has to coach him and tell him what he needs to do. He was not happy with himself there.
Briarcliff with the ball from the 20-yard line. Wide receivers left and right. Lehigh Tonga, quick pitch here, goes to Taylor. Taylor at the 20. Taylor to the 23, 24, and he's batted out of bounds right there. Over there defensively for Hastings, Brinson Steinhauser, number one, coming up from his defensive back position. Also, Indiana Jones in on the stop there for the Hastings defense. So a quick pitch to the near side. Taylor brings the ball from the 20 out to about the 24. We'll give him 4 yards and a play, second down and six.
Mike, one thing in watching this opening game of the 2010 season for Hastings College, you always get some of them injuries and some have a tendency to get some guys out for the year. But, boy, I tell you what, this might be the deepest that I have seen Hastings College in several years. They are shuffling guys in on offense and defense. They have a lot of outstanding players here, and I don't think he can actually call some of the guys starters. There is a lot of shuffling going on.
Second down, 6 yards to go. Play action pass. Lehigh Tonga has still got the ball being chased. Tonga has still got it. Goes to the far sideline, and Tonga is crushed from behind. Lehigh Tonga may have even coughed up the ball over there. He said he was down. Giving chase over there for Hastings College is big number 90, Jared Noble. Tell you what, if Jared Noble is chasing me down, I'm going to get out of there, too. He's a big boy, 6'4", 265-pound senior out of Axtell.
Well, Noble got through there, chased Tonga to the far sidelines in front of the Hastings bench. Indiana Jones was over there and forced him back into the center of the field. Well, he didn't realize that Noble was still coming in hot pursuit, and he absolutely buried Tonga, and it'll bring up a third down here in about 4 yards for the Chargers.
A minute and 33 seconds to play in the second quarter. Third down call here for Briarcliff. Tonga with the ball. Quick pass to the near sideline. It is caught at the 29. His foot was at the 30. They give him a good spot here at about the 31, and that's going to be enough for a first down. So a quick pass out here to Briarcliff's wide receiver. That's Bryce Harshman. Harshman, a sophomore wide receiver out of Tucson, Arizona. Tackle is made in there by Carlton. They give him a good spot right at the 30 in the first down here.
Just the fourth first down for Briarcliff here in the ballgame.
Tonga with the ball again, winds up, throws it to the far side. That baby is caught. It's going to be a short gain from the 30 out to the 32. That's a Zach Clement. Clement is a senior wide receiver out of Creighton, Nebraska. Had 20 receptions a year ago for Briarcliff for 164 yards. A short pickup there from the 30 out to the 32. A minute and 10 seconds to play second quarter. 13-0, Broncos have the lead.
If you would have told me that Briarcliff would only have 25 yards in the first half nearing halftime, I would have said you were probably joking, throwing for over 300 yards last year in the ballgame in Hastings. The Bronco D has really been outstanding so far tonight.
Here comes Nicola on the blitz, and the pass is going to be high, delivered high and incomplete. Rally planned that baby perfectly, Jimmy, coming off of the right corner. He was going after a Lehigh Tonga. Lehigh had to get rid of it in a hurry there. Intended receiver, I think, was Chase Colvin, or he was just trying to get rid of it.
I think he was just trying to get rid of it. As you said, Riley over on the right side of the defensive formation came untouched, and Tonga just had to get rid of it to bring up third down and 9 yards to go, and I believe a minute five left to go on our Christmas tree score clock.
All right, from the 31-yard line of Briarcliff, Tonga is now in the shotgun. Wide receivers to the left and to the right. Taylor in the backfield. Hastings College comes with pressure again. Here's Tonga with the ball. He's got to scramble out of there. 30, 35, 40, 45, and run out of bounds to the 46-yard line. So Lehigh Tonga finally run out of bounds at the 46. Indiana Jones getting over there defensively for Hastings. They had that play covered, Jimmy, but then just lost containment there as the quarterback Lehigh Tonga takes it to the right side and take it for a first down all the way out to the 46-yard line. Now 56 seconds to play here in the second quarter.
Well, they really had the defense spread out. They had wide receivers all over the field, and then when the rush come in from the defensive line of Hastings College, Tonga just got forced to the outside. Nobody really there for containment, and the largest play from scrimmage of 15 yards was just picked up there. We're inside a minute here till half.
All right, Tonga again from the shotgun. He backs up, looks left, and now he wants to run again. Now he's going to be decked out there at the 41-yard line, a loss of 5 yards in a play. And getting through there for Hastings was Chase Langenberg. So Langenberg, Botkin, and Mueller, I think, back in there, and that's a defensive line. Chase Langenberg gets the tackle there for Hastings, gets the quarterback sack.
Tonga sandwich, all three of them colliding on Tonga there simultaneously.
All right, here's Tonga again, gets away from one tackler, and he unloads. It's going to be incomplete. Again, Hastings had pressure in there. Couple of white shirts in there, and now we've got a penalty flag down.
Indiana Jones in hot pursuit there. You just it doesn't matter who you pick on defense. They are getting through this offensive front for Briarcliff and putting a lot of pressure on Tonga tonight. As I said, he has been running for his life all evening, and we see Briarcliff now in reverse. Obviously, this flag going to go towards the Chargers' way.
We talked about the playmaker for Hastings College offensively last year. That was Maurice Mansfield. The playmaker on defense was Mackenzie Hemji. This is the first season in 8 years that we haven't had a Hemji playing on the Hastings College defense. Indiana Jones is a guy who has stepped in for Big Mac Hemji at the middle linebacker spot. He has done a great job for Hastings during the fall workouts. The penalty goes against Briarcliff. It's going to be a holding call here on the Briarcliff. And that's going to bring the ball back here to about the 37-yard line. So now it's going to bring up a second down and long with 26 seconds to play in the second quarter.
Mike, and you talked about a big shoes to fill in that number 9 jersey with Novicki wearing that this year. The number 50 jersey awarded to Colton Mueller, a freshman from Omaha.
So it could be a couple of years before we see the number 50 back out there for Hastings College. Now they're going to reset the game clock here. Coming up at halftime like we have in years past, we'll have our Scholar Athlete of the Week coming up from Hastings College, and then we'll have our halftime scoreboard show. Tyler Moffitt will have that coming up at halftime here tonight, and then back here for the third quarter in Sioux City. There's a handoff and a draw play to Taylor, and he is decked at the 35-yard line. That time it was Brian Callen. Brian Callen, who has been injured throughout his career, but he's a back to 100% for Hastings here in 2010, gets the last tackle. We're down to 13 seconds to play. Third down now and long for Briarcliff from their own 37-yard line. Lehigh Tonga back again, the throw. He throws it to the right side, and it's going to be incomplete. Incomplete down there at the 49-yard line of Hastings. Harshman was the intended receiver. In coverage for Hastings was a Stephen Bodine, who is into the ball game now. Now we got a penalty flag back in the Briarcliff offensive backfield. Is that another hold on the Chargers? Could be. The officials discussing things here at the 37-yard line. Here comes the indication. And this is going to be marched off against Hastings, a personal foul. A personal foul on Hastings That's going to be on John Melise. John Melise gets a personal foul. I think a late hit on the quarterback, so that gives him 15 yards, but there's only 1 second to go here in the second quarter. 1 second to go. That moves the ball to the Hastings College 48-yard line, so one play here. Backing up is going to be Tonga. He winds up, throws it down the right sideline, and it's going to be intercepted. Intercepted in the end zone there by Brinson Steinhauser, and the half is over. So Lehigh Tonga just threw it as far as he could there for Briar Cliff from the Hastings College 48-yard line. He throws it downfield, and a pass is picked off in the end zone by Brinson Steinhauser, and that is the end of the first half of play here tonight in Sioux City. So a good opening half of football for Hastings College to begin the 2010 season. We're at halftime. The score, Hastings 13, Briar Cliff nothing. We'll take a break. We'll come back. You're listening to Bronco Football on 1230 KHAS.
Hello?
We need to talk.
Now?
Since you left today, I have been going in circles trying to raise your crops. You know, it's no picnic being an electric pivot. All of this constant starting and stopping. I have needs, Jim.
Believe me, I know.
Maybe you should have chosen one of those need-free, hydrostatically powered TNLs you've been looking at.
For a need-free TNL pivot system, call your TNL dealer today.
Stop at TNL Irrigation, East Highway 6 in Hastings, or your TNL dealer.
The Mohawk Summer Sale is going on now at Boers Floors, your Mohawk dealer in Hastings. Get savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. And to keep your Mohawk carpet clean, Boers Floors is now your Oric Vacuum Cleaner dealer. It's the Mohawk Summer Sale today at Boers Floors, 827 West 1st Street, downtown Hastings. Call 46FLOOR, 463-5667. Boers Floors, Hastings.
Discover the credit union difference at Hastings Federal Credit Union. What's the difference? Lower interest rates on your loans. And Hastings Federal Credit Union offers all types of loans to people who work or live in the Hastings area. Wouldn't you like lower rates and more convenient terms on your auto, home, home equity, or personal loans? Of course you would. So discover the credit union difference for yourself at Hastings Federal Credit Union.
707 North Marion Road, Hastings, an equal housing lender and savings federally insured to $250,000 by the NCUA.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell, Gene Shaw back here in Sioux City tonight. Hastings College football on 1230 KHAS. Broncos off to a good start here for the 2010 season. Check the scoring for you, get you some halftime numbers. And Tyler Maffitt standing by. He's got the halftime scoreboard show coming up. Plus, we've got the Scholar Athlete of the Week all from 1230 KHAS. Hastings got on the scoreboard on their second possession of the ball game, 12 plays, 80 yards. They get a 29-yard field goal from Ernesto Locayo. They go out on top 3-0 with 5 minutes and 47 seconds to play in the first quarter. Later on in their third series of the season, Troy Hubert throws a 10-yard touchdown pass to Michael Novicki. The point after touchdown was good. That was a 9-play, 58-yard drive. Broncos had a 10-0 lead after the first quarter. Locayo, the only guy to score in the second period with 9:41 to play, a 47-yard field goal from Ernesto, and the Broncos have the 13-0 advantage here at halftime. So Hastings with a lead, and Jimmy, I guess as you take a look at the first half of play, Hastings, I think, has completely dominated this first half, but yet we're only out on top 13-0 here in the ballgame.
Well, that's exactly right, and I think just one word describes it, and you just said it, domination. Defensively, they have been all over the quarterback Tonga. They have made him run from sideline to sideline just trying to get loose and make something happen, and they have been very effective in the secondary locking up with the Briar Cliff receivers, and they have held Tonga in check. As we had said prior to the end of the first half, Tonga with only 25 yards of passing through the air, that is really unlike a Briar Cliff offense. They like to throw the football around to their big, tall receivers, but when you're running for your life and a lot of pressure, it makes it tough to be accurate, and the Bronco D has done a great job on him. Rushing the football in the first half, Briar Cliff with 44 yards on the ground, so 69 yards of total offense on 25 offensive plays for Briar Cliff here in the ballgame. 5 first downs in the first half. We look at Hastings College on offense, pretty productive half for Troy Hubert and his troops. The Broncos with 128 yards through the air. A couple of guys making some nice receptions. Justin Anderson with 4 catches, 42 yards. Michael Novicki, 2 catches and 30 yards, 1 touchdown. And Zane Anstein with 1 reception, for 46 yards. On the ground, the Broncos with 81 yards, a little bit unlike a Hastings College offense in the past. Really like to concentrate on the ground game, only 81 yards, so 209 of total offense in the first half. But a lot of guys getting their hands on the football. Keenan Balaj with six carries, 30 yards in the first half. Dalton Seeley, three carries, 19 yards. And Nick Grummert with seven carries and 17 yards. The Broncos with 12 first downs here in the first half. But as you had said, you were able to watch them in some fall camp practice, and the Broncos looking very good, trying to get the intensity level cranked up. Whatever they have done, the intensity level is there. The Broncos out to a 13-0 lead here at halftime and looking very polished.
Nebraska has scored another touchdown. It is 21-0 now. The Huskers out on top of Western Kentucky. The ball game going on at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. And we'll get you all the scores coming up here in just a couple of minutes. The halftime scoreboard show with Tyler Moffitt and also our Scholar Athlete of the Week just a couple of minutes away. Right now we want to bring in Ryan Merkin. He's the beat writer for the Hastings Tribune, who is up and covering the Broncos again with us for the 2010 season. Ryan, welcome back to another college football season. The Broncos look pretty good there in the first half.
Yeah, they do. Thanks for having me again, Mike. It's nice to be up here with you guys. High atop Memorial Field in Sioux City.
It's not. I'm sorry for the accommodations. It's not the first class, and we don't have the wine and cheese that we normally have for you here. But welcome to our pad here.
Yeah, you know, I've been doing this for, this is my fourth year doing it, Mike, and we've had the privilege, I guess, of coming to Memorial Field here in Sioux City three of those 4 years, and they always find this little bird's nest for you guys up here. And it's a little bit breezier up here than it is on the field. But no, you're right. Like Hastings looks really good today in the first half, and I think, you know, really, you know, 13-0 is great, but I think, you know, it could, you feel like, you know, this game could be 24-0, and just, I don't think you can really ask for much more of a first half of a season, especially with the number of young kids they have playing this year, or not young, necessarily young kids, but inexperienced kids, and you didn't see very many first game mistakes, first half mistakes, you know, not very many penalties, you know, not shoot themselves in the foot, so they got to be pretty happy in the locker room right now.
I'll tell you what, Troy Hubert throwing the ball around a little bit here tonight. He's got, 17 passes thrown so far in this ball game.
Yeah, and that, you know, that surprised me a little bit. I mean, you know, with the way Hastings likes to run their offense, and especially with the success they've had running the ball tonight, but at the same time, you know, sometimes people talk about, you know, passing or running the ball to set up the pass. I think Hastings has done a good job today of passing the ball to set up the run. And we talked, I know Coach Merkowitz has talked about it, you know, throughout fall camp this year, but, you know, they have something that they haven't had in a couple of years, and that's a stable of three really good running backs that all bring something different to the table, and you saw that in the first half. Nick Grummert played some wide receiver, you know, early in this game early, and he gives you something at the running back spot, and he had some nice runs, but man, Keenan Balaj and Dalton Seeley give you a different element that they haven't had back there, and Nick's a great running back. And I think he's poised for a really big year this year, but Keenan has some speed, some quickness that maybe you haven't seen in the backfield in a couple of years. And Dalton Seeley, you know, for a freshman playing his first college snaps today, I mean, you can see why that kid was so highly touted coming in here. I mean, he lowered the boom on Eric Bolin, who's a, you know, 235-pound linebacker, and I don't think I have to tell anybody that's at the stadium right now who got the worst of that exchange, because Dalton really kind of laid the wood to him there. But good offensive game plan, I think, so far for the Broncos.
Again, Hastings out on top by a score of 13-0 at halftime as we play here tonight in Sioux City, as we talk with Ryan Merkin, the beat writer for the Hastings Tribune. So defensively, Hastings College, I think, a pretty good first half as well. They had a lot of pressure on Lehigh Tonga in this first half.
I don't think you could ask for a better half defensively than what Hastings played, and I think that's got to be something that I'm sure they're talking to their guys about. And you know, the thing about the defense, Mike, is they returned eight starters, I believe, maybe nine, depending on who you want to call a starter from last year. Eight guys, I think, who started the Ottawa in the game in the playoffs last year. And, you know, when you talk to people around the league this year about Hastings College defense, the one thing they talked about was who wasn't here. Because when you lose a guy like Mackenzie Hemji, you always feel like, you know, is this unit going to be as good as it was last year? And I think they're showing right now that they can do some things better than they did last year, maybe even be a better overall unit. They're playing the secondary today has been outstanding, and that's part of the reason they've been able to get to the quarterback so many times is there hasn't been guys running free. And Briarcliff's a team that is, I mean, they're a good team. You talk to guys around the league, coaches, other media members. This is a team that a lot of people picked as kind of the surprise team in the conference this year. Now, you know, does that mean to win it? Probably not, but, you know, to go from 4-7 maybe to have the first winning season in their school history and do some really good things. And defensively, Hastings has really overpowered them for the first 30 minutes.
I think the guys up front, you know, we talk Mueller and Botkin and Langenberg, and then that second group that comes in here, Melise and also Adam Killup and also Jared Noble. Those guys have been in the backfield a lot for Hastings, so they're getting the pressure up front. That's what Tony Harper, of course, likes out of his defense.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, the first series of this game, you really kind of got a sense of how good those first three guys that you mentioned are. I mean, you know, you talk about Mueller a lot and you talk about Botkin a lot, but Chase Langenberg is having a great half. He's kind of the unsung guy of that first unit. And those guys, if Hastings College is going to have the kind of success they had last year, those three are going to be a big part of it. I mean, I think as a unit, one of the most dynamic defensive lines in this conference, and that includes, I mean, you know who's in this conference, and that includes all these teams, but Pete Botkin, Jake Mueller had a great first half. You know, I think he was in the backfield a couple times, but like you said, the thing that makes that group so key for Hastings College is they have six guys, and just like the running backs, they all bring something a little bit different, and they don't hesitate at all. They had kind of a short field after a nice kickoff, and he threw that second unit out there, and you don't notice a dip at all. John Mealy's and some of these guys are, you know, Killup and Jared Noble's a senior that's played a lot of snaps. And a lot of times in football, especially with a big offensive line like Briarcliff has, as the game goes on, you see that defensive line getting worn down. As that second quarter went on, you could see the Briarcliff offensive line getting worn down a little bit, and they probably only played about 15 snaps. But those guys all bring something different, and they're doing a good job off the edge, keeping Lehi Tonga in the pocket because he's an athletic kid.
You know what makes me feel uneasy? We're in Sioux City at this field. Remember the last time we came up here?
Well, I remember the last two times because, you know, in 2007, if I remember right, that was about 21-3, about 21-0 maybe 21-0 even, or 17-0 about, you know, 15 minutes into the game. And I remember talking to you on the radio about, you know, just cruising out of here and getting out of here and getting ready for, I think, Sioux Falls the next week or whoever it was. And that ended up a 24-21 win for Hastings. You know, they got a punt blocked, and Briarcliff played an inspired second half. And I don't think anybody that follows Hastings College football would remember, if they were here, what happened the last time we were here two seasons ago in 2008. That was one of the strangest moments of sports I think I've ever seen between just the whole last play and the whole game. So, you know, I'm sure that they're being reminded of that in the locker room, not just because it was here, but just finishing games. And that's something they did a great job of last year. They're a very good second-half team. And, you know, another half like this, and I think their coach is going to be really happy with what they saw from the first time out this year.
The game he mentioned, Briarcliff scored on the final play of the ball game to beat Hastings at 25-24. So hopefully that won't happen. I think we're off to a great start, and we look forward to another great year for Hastings College football this year.
Absolutely, you know, and I think that they have a team that can be as good as the team last year, if not better. And they just, you know, the thing about last year is a lot of things fell into place. And I don't mean that, you know, that Hastings, they kind of made their own breaks, coaches say, but it seemed like they were in the right spot all the time. They forced 44 turnovers last year, and you see it already today that they look like a team that's really got a chip on their shoulder even after last year. So very inspired first half, and let's hope it continues, Mike.
Okay, we'll see you next week.
Thanks, Mike.
That's Ryan Merkin again, the beat writer for the Hastings Tribune, and will be covering the Broncos with us all season long, and we'll get his halftime thoughts throughout every ball game here on 1230 KHIS. So a good start for Hastings. As we mentioned, the Broncos have the lead over Briarcliff at halftime. It is 13-0. Stick around. Coming up next, we've got the Scholar Athlete of the Week. We've got the halftime scoreboard show coming up. All the scores from across the Great Plains Athletic Conference and across the nation today. And then we're back here for the second half of this ball game in Sioux City. Again, our score 13-0. Hastings College has got the lead over Briarcliff. We'll take a one-minute timeout, get you into our halftime festivities as we continue with Bronco football on 1230 KHIS.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing, from new construction, remodeling, repairs and service, to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water softeners, and septic tank installation. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Call 463-4664.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
This is the Hastings College Scholar Athlete of the Week, brought to you by T&L Irrigation. The choice is simple. In a minute, we'll name this week's Scholar Athlete.
Hello?
We need to talk.
Now?
Since you left today, I have been going in circles trying to raise your crops. You know, it's no picnic being an electric pivot. All of this constant starting and stopping.
I have needs, Jim.
Believe me, I know.
Maybe you should have chosen one of those need-free, hydrostatically powered TNLs you've been looking at.
For a need-free TNL pivot system, call your TNL dealer today.
Stop at TNL Irrigation, East Highway 6 in Hastings, or your TNL dealer.
KHAS 1230 is proud to recognize Rochelle Finnegan as our KHAS Scholar Athlete of the Week. Rochelle is a softball player for the Broncos out of Omaha. She's a senior majoring in chemistry with a 3.92 GPA. She's an academic All-American, a three-year starter for the Broncos, hitting .286 last year with five home runs, 27 RBI, and six stolen bases. Rochelle is on the Dean's List. She's a member of the All-Nebraska softball team and the American Chemical Society, as well as the Better Business Bureau. Her hobbies include reading, studying, and bike riding. KHAS 1230, proud to recognize Rochelle Finnegan as our Scholar Athlete of the Week. The KHAS Scholar Athlete is presented each week by T&L Irrigation, solidly supporting the youth and young adults in our community.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
This is the Halftime Scoreboard, presented by Hastings Federal Credit Union.
With a check of scores from around the area, I'm Tyler Maffitt. You're listening to Hastings College against Briarcliff here on 1230 KHAS. Right now at the half, Hastings leading Briarcliff 13-0. Earlier today, Concordia defeating Nebraska Wesleyan by a score of 3-0, and Dakota Wesleyan leading Dort 28-0. That game is at the half. Other games from around the area just got underway. We'll have those scores as soon as they become available. Right now, we're going to turn to Division I NCAA college football. In their opening game, fourth-ranked Florida beat Miami of Ohio 34-12. Jeff Demps had a long scoring run, and quarterback John Brantley added a fluky touchdown pass late in the game for the season-opening victory. The Gators used four interceptions, several red zone stops, and two late touchdowns to wrap up the game. Texas playing Rice in Houston. Texas defeating Rice 34-17, and Adam Robinson ran for 109 yards and three touchdowns when Iowa played Eastern Illinois. Senior Ricky Stanzi threw for 229 yards and a touchdown for the Hawkeyes, who won their 10th straight season opener under coach Kirk Ferentz. Oregon defeating New Mexico 72-0 today. Georgia Tech defeating South Carolina State 41-10. Penn State playing Youngstown State, defeating them 44-14. Florida State over Samford by 59-6. Georgia 55, Louisiana Lafayette 7. West Virginia 31, and Coastal Carolina 0. We'll have more scores from around the area, as well as a check of Husker football right after this.
People helping people. That's the philosophy of the Hastings Federal Credit Union. As a not-for-profit cooperative, the credit union's goal is to provide financial strength, stability, and service to all of its members. If you're not a member, consider joining today and take advantage of the credit union's many products and services, including online access of your account. Call 463-6668 or stop at the Hastings Federal Credit Union, 707 North Marion Road. Your savings federally insured to at least $250,000 and backed by the full faith and credit of the United States government. NCUA insured.
1230 KHAS, we're getting an update of scores from around the area. Right now, Nebraska leading Western Kentucky by a score of 21-0. Taylor Martinez scoring the first touchdown in that game, rushing 46 yards. Of course, you are listening to Hastings College Football on 1230 KHAS. Right now, Hastings leading Briarcliff 13-0 at the half. We'll give you some updated scores from around Division I NCAA college football. Right now, number one, Alabama leading San Jose State 21-3. Oregon State 7 and TCU also has 7. Oklahoma has 14, Utah State with 0. Of course, we already mentioned Nebraska 21, Western Kentucky 0. Arkansas has 9, Tennessee Tech has 3, and at the end of the first quarter, Auburn has 14 and Arkansas State with 6. Turning now to scores from around Major League Baseball in the National League, with a final score, the Chicago Cubs beating the New York Mets 5-3. Also a final score, Cincinnati defeating St. Louis 6-1, and Colorado over San Diego by a score of 6-2. This has been a check of scores from around the area for 1230 KHAS. I'm Tyler Maffitt.
The Halftime Scoreboard has been brought to you by Hastings Federal Credit Union, serving the financial needs of people who live or work in the Hastings area. Stay tuned. The second half is moments away on 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drugstores in Hastings. Burt's continues to take care of you with the best over-the-counter service. Free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. All this and much more at Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Taking care of your eyes may be the most important thing you can do for yourself. Let Dr. Richard Arneson and Dr. Nate Boland at Hastings Vision Clinic help you with the best, most complete vision care, including eye exams, low vision treatment, therapeutic treatment for eye disease, contact lenses, designer eyewear, and sunglasses. Hastings Vision Clinic is a Medicare and Medicaid provider with an on-site spectacle lab and is open Monday through Friday and Saturday mornings. Call 462-8816 at Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell, Gene Shaw back here at Memorial Field in Sioux City. Hastings College with a lead over Briarcliff. The score is 13-0 as we get set for the second half of play. So Ernesto Locayo has got a couple of field goals in the ball game thus far for Hastings, a 29-yarder to get the scoring going and a 47-yarder to end the scoring in the first half. In between, we've got a 10-yard touchdown pass from Troy Huber to Michael Novicki. The Broncos have dominated the ball game but have a 13-0 lead over Briarcliff as we start this second half in Sioux City. Hastings College will kick the ball away to begin the third quarter.
Yeah, and a few kinks offensively for Hastings College to start things out. As we had mentioned, the breeze very strong in the first half. It is kind of starting to go down now, so we'll see what happens here in the second half. But a couple of balls sailed on Troy there in the first half. But four different receivers in the first half, three different ball carriers, a nice rotation, and the Broncos defensively looking outstanding as Lacayo into the pig.
Prohaska grabs the ball at the 5 for Briarcliff. He's back to the 15, 20, 25, 30. He approaches the 35-yard line and is ridden out of bounds here by the Broncos. Getting over here for Hastings College was Aaron Verlinde, number 7 on special teams. So that's where Briarcliff is going to start first down and 10 on their own 35-yard line. Also, Ernesto Locayo over here for Hastings College. He's not afraid to mix it up with these guys.
No, seen a couple of weeks ago the article they had on him in the Hastings Tribune, Paul Merkowitz, saying he is one of the hardest kickers that he has ever been around as far as in the weight room and out on the practice field, and he's not afraid to stick his head in there, and that was a case there as they brought the return man down at the 35. Briarcliff trailing 13-0 here to start the second half.
All right, Briarcliff will move from our left to our right here in the third quarter. Here's a handoff to Taylor, looks inside, bounces outside, 35-40. Taylor to 45 to the 46-yard line. So Briarcliff gets a run of about 11, 12 yards here in the opening play of the third quarter, and they had a tough time running the football against the Hastings College defense in the first half. Finally, Verlinde makes the tackle there for Hastings in the defensive secondary, but a first down here on the first play of the third quarter. So Aaron Taylor, the freshman running back out of Peoria, Arizona, carrying the ball there for Briarcliff, picks up the first down out here at the 45-and-a-half-yard line. There's the snap. They're going to fake the ball this time to Taylor, and running with the football is Lehi Tonga, and down he goes at the 43, a loss of 2 yards in a play. Indiana Jones absolutely levels the quarterback. Tonga knocks him down to the turf and a loss of 2 yards in a play. Nice tackle there by Indiana.
Got a lot of pressure up front. The Broncos big three getting in there again, and Tonga tries to take it back to the center of the field. That's not a very good choice when you've got Indiana Jones in there in the middle, and he pounds down Tonga for a couple-yard loss. So it's going to bring up a second down and nearly 12 for Briarcliff.
Hastings with a 13-0 lead over in Briarcliff. This is the season opener for the Broncos here in Sioux City. Lehi Tonga stands in the shotgun. Hastings showing blitz. Here they come. A quick little pass over to the left side is going to be incomplete. A quick pass there to Chase Colvin. They had to get rid of it in a hurry because the Broncos were coming with a blitz. Diffendaffer back there in coverage for Hastings, but that pass was delivered a little bit off of the mark by Lehi Tonga. It's incomplete. Third down and 11 yards to go Fort Briarcliff from their own 44.
Mike, there's been some good coverage tonight from the Broncos secondary, but, you know, really where it has been a good stand is the Hastings College defensive front three. We talked about it early in the ball game. They have really put a lot of pressure on Tonga, and he has not had time really to even get his feet set in that pocket.
Tonga again from the shotgun with wide receivers all over the place and third down 11. He's got the ball. He backs up, looks downfield, and now he's scrambling out of there. Tonga still with the ball at the 40-yard line. Now being chased there. He's back to the 35-yard line. Tonga now unloads downfield, and nobody's home. He throws it about 20 yards over his nearest receiver downfield. Lehigh just wanted to get rid of it. And now we got a fourth down situation.
He was being chased by John Malise, number 51, also Pete Botkin. In pursuit there, again, making Tonga run from sideline to sideline. They chased him to in front of the Hastings College bench, and then before he delivered the football, he was all the way over in front of the Briarcliff bench, right about at the numbers, and just threw that one away. It'll bring up a fourth down and 11. We'll see what Briarcliff elects to do.
All right, fourth down and 11, obviously in a punt formation here for Briarcliff with 13 minutes and 27 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Hastings College out on top, 13-0. Coming back into the ball game to punt is going to be Derek Beisner. He will stand at his own 30-yard line. And Briarcliff again calling an early timeout here in the third quarter. I don't think they had everybody out there on their punt team, did they?
Well, they did. There's 11 guys out there. One of the assistants was counting them, but there is 11 out there. But, boy, a lot of confusion. That was the case in the first half. Some timeouts and then coming in, the formation's not set right. And again, confusion here for the special teams.
All right, 13:27 to play. We'll take a 30-second timeout with a score. Hastings 13, Briarcliff nothing.
Now's the time to insure your fall-seeded crops. Contact Marty DeMuth, your local Farm Bureau agent in Hastings, before September 30th to protect your crops against low yields and fluctuating prices. Marty can help you determine the right crop insurance products for your farm or ranch. Contact Marty DeMuth in Hastings by September 30th to protect your bottom line with the power of AgMax. AgMax Crop Insurance, underwritten by Western Agricultural Insurance Company, an equal opportunity provider. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Western Agricultural Insurance Company.
1230 KHAS.
Here's the punt by Derek Beisner. It's going to come down here. It's going to fall at about the 15-yard line. It dies there. A punt of 41 yards there for Derek Beisner. Hastings, again, had some pressure in there, but Beisner gets a nice roll, and Hastings will take over first down and 10 on their own 15-yard line. Again, scores from the GPAC earlier today. Concordia beat Nebraska Wesleyan and Seward 3-0. At last check, Dakota Wesleyan had a 28-0 lead over Dort. Morningside is leading Doan 9-0 in the first half. And the other game going on is Sioux Falls playing at Northwestern. That game is going on in Orange City. So Hastings with the ball for the first time, and now Grummert is back in there from the 15-yard line. Grummert brings it up to about the 16 as they try the pitch play to the far side of the field, the wide side. And he has stopped on the play after a short gain. Did I see a penalty flag? Yes, I did.
Yeah, it's going to be a holding call against Tom Van Hott, number 72, as they tried to run the stretch play to the right side with Grummert. The defender was able to beat Van Hott. Tom just simply reached his arms out, grabbed a hold, pulled him to the ground to try to get Nick around the corner of the official right there. That's going to cost him 5.
Internet streaming tonight sponsored by Hastings College, winner of the GPAC All-Sports Trophy the past 2 years. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. I'm going to give you that job for the rest of the season. I'll break you in on that. I'll train you reading that to a particular liner. I'll move you up to that status here in 2010.
That's great. That's a huge honor.
13-0 is the score. Hastings College has got the lead. 13 minutes to go here in this third quarter. Here's a handoff again to Grummer right in the center of the field. He plows his way across the 10 to the 15 to the 16-yard line. He is chopped down there. So Nick Grummer carries the ball straight up the pipe there for Hastings. Gets a little bit of that penalty yardage back, plus one or two. So Hastings looking at a second down now at about 8 yards to go. Tackle is made by Mike Trobaugh in there now for Briarcliff. Is it just me or what? Are we being attacked by mosquitoes or what?
Well, the wind has virtually subsided, and yeah, with all the trees and the river not being far away, I think we might need bug spray.
All right, dropping back is going to be Huber with the ball. He's holding it, and he runs out of bounds. Troy could not find anybody downfield here, and he finally has run out of bounds over there on the far sideline. So these things will be looking at a third down situation. Northwestern going to be in town next Saturday to face Hastings at the Osborne Sports Complex. Lloyd Wilson Field, Northwestern, a team that we have not played the past couple of years, so because of the scheduling and everything, but we'll see the Red Raiders in town. That'll be a dandy next Saturday, Hastings and Northwestern.
Well, it really should be, and with the departure of Dana dropping, closing their college up, that has forced Northwestern to come down. At least we don't have to go to Orange City.
All right, it's now a third down situation. Hubert has got the ball. He rolls to his left, looks downfield, nobody open. He's going to scramble out of there, 15 to the 20, and he's going to be stopped short of a first down. He had to get it out to the 25, so the Broncos will be looking at fourth down and five. And much like the first half when they went three plays and out on their opening drive of the ball game, they go three plays and out on their opening drive of the second half.
Well,
and Hastings will have to punt.
Yeah, the holding penalty definitely did not help them at all. But just a good defense downfield, good coverage for Briarcliff, and able to force Hastings into a fourth down and punting situation. Ernesto Lacayo will stand at his own 7-yard line.
All right, so Ernesto back into the ball game. He's got a couple of field goals so far tonight. Low snap. Ernesto grabs that one. Good high kick. Frasca looks up. He grabs the ball at the 35, and he is absolutely decked on the play. Right as he catches the football, he is decked on the play there by Hastings. And down there on the special teams was Curtis Hudeberg. Hudeberg out of Grand Island Senior High down there. That was a 44-yard kick. And a nice play on the special teams by Hudeberg out of Grand Island. And that's going to bring up a first down and 10 now from Briarcliff from their 34-yard line.
Boy, and when you gamble as a return man and elect to field a high punt like that, you've got a guy bearing right down on you. Briarcliff very fortunate that Hudeberg did not knock that ball loose. But a good punt by Lacayo, and Briarcliff will take over on their own 34.
And because of that, now Hudeberg's going to stay into the ball game. Here is a defensive back, so the former Grand Island Islander now in the ball game. Here's Lehigh Tonga, and his pass is going to be knocked down. That time, Brian Callen knocks the ball down at the 35. So Hastings College has been rock solid defensively, pitching the shutout right now in a 13-0 ball game. Lehigh Tonga has that ball swatted back down by Brian Callen of Hastings, so it's second down, 10 yards to go. Again, the line of scrimmage is a 34-yard line.
Tonga trying to go across the middle to Dobbins. Number 85 is big wide receiver, and Brian Callen, that was kind of thrown right into the numbers. Callen makes that interception, and he is gone.
All right, Colvin splits out wide to the left side. Prohaska, Clement will come to the right side. There's a handoff to Taylor. Got a big body out there in front of him, and that is all knocked down, and Taylor goes down at the 35-yard line. Again, that's a Hudeberg over there for Hastings making the stop. Boy, big number 77 for Briarcliff. He was leading the Chargers. That is Wes Bell. He is at 335 pounds. That was like a machine. That was like a crane coming your way. Boy, he's like a bulldozer.
Yeah.
He's a big boy.
But I tell you, and give Hudeberg a lot of credit as they pull him out of the ball game. He was over here defensively, and he just simply went down to the ground, tripped up the big lineman, and that forced a big pile there. And they brought the ball carrier down for just a one-yard gain, third down and nine here for the Chargers.
All right, now we've got Lehigh Tonga in the shotgun as he wants to throw the football. Here comes the pressure. Tonga comes to the near side. He throws it down the field, and that ball is going to be picked off. It's intercepted. First turnover of the season here for Hastings College. Back there was Kane Ellenberg. Kane Ellenberg gets the interception for Hastings. He's a safety for the Broncos. 6'1", 175-pound sophomore out of Jacksboro, Texas. So Ellenberg gets the first turnover of the ball game for Hastings as he gets the pick here. Down here at the 37-yard line.
And the quarterback, Tonga, took a hard, hard shot. Jared Noble coming in as Tonga set his feet. Noble buried him. The official right there did not even reach for his flag. Tonga very slow at getting up, and an interception and a big turnover. Again, the Bronco defense forcing Tonga out of the pocket. He's been running for his life all day. The Broncos will take over good field position. They'll spot it down at the 37.
Hastings College defense with 44 turnovers a year ago. That's their first one of the 2010 season. There's a running play now to Grummer. Grummer into the open, 45-50, into Briarcliff territory, down to the 49-yard line. Finally brought down into play by Mike Trobaugh for Briarcliff, but a nice run there by Nick Grummer. And Hastings College is in Briarcliff territory at the 49-yard line.
42 yards now on eight carries for Grummer as he goes off left tackle, picks up the 13th first down for Hastings College here in the ball game. The ball into Briarcliff territory. A good job of running there by Nick Grummer.
9:45 to play third quarter, 13-0. Broncos have the lead here in the season opener. Here's a handoff again to Grummer to lose one man across the 50. Gets it to the 45-yard line. Good gang tackling there as Grummer is brought down. Ball is forward to about the 44. Tackle is made in there by Jordan Lester, number 3 for Briar Cliff. So now Hastings College looking at a second down situation. Second down and about 4 yards to go. They're just running the clock now here in the third quarter. This is vintage Paul Merkowitz play calling right here. The Broncos really in control of the football game, and now they're just going to run the ball here against the Briar Cliff defense.
Yeah, smash mouth football, everything between the tackles. Nick Grummer doing a good job being very patient, getting in behind his blockers and kind of picking and choosing his holes. It's going to bring up a second and five, but we're going to have a timeout, Hastings College.
Yeah, Paul Merkowitz not happy with something. He's out on the field down there, and he calls the timeout for Hastings. So 8 minutes and 59 seconds to play here in quarter number three from Sioux City. Hastings College with the lead. It's the Broncos 13, Briar Cliff nothing.
Rogers Incorporated, better service, built this business.
It's the Salute to Savings sale on Whirlpool Appliances at Rogers Incorporated. Save up to 20% on select Whirlpool Appliances September 1st through the 6th, and no interest if paid in full within 12 months on select Energy Star qualifying appliances $4.99 and up. Now through September 6th, minimum monthly payments required. Ask Rogers for details. Save on Whirlpool at Rogers Incorporated, 1035 South Burlington, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
One of the premier games going on in the G-Pack tonight. You've got number one ranked Sioux Falls with a brand new head coach taking on Northwestern tonight in Orange City in the first half. Northwestern leading number one ranked Sioux Falls by the score of 7-0.
Whoa, what a way to get a season started. That's a shocking score there.
There's a handoff to Grummert. He busted up the middle again, 40. He falls forward down around the 36 to 35 yard line. That's going to be a first down. So Nick Grummert, who saw playing time early, he was relieved by Keenan Balaj in the second quarter, and also a Dalton Seeley. Now Grummert back in there. He should be fresh. And Grummert running with a little bit of authority now here in the third quarter as he takes the ball down to the 36-yard line. Another first down. They move the sticks. Hastings College on the march again here on the opening possession of the third quarter. Handoff again to Grummert. Dances his way across the 35. Takes the ball down to the 31. A pickup of another 5 yards in a play for Nick Grummert. Tackle is made in there by Julian Lee, who's into the ball game now for Briar Cliff. Second down, 5 yards to go. Hastings moving right to left here in quarter number three with a 13-0 advantage.
11 carries, 61 yards for Grummer. And you talk about being fresh. That's the bonus of having Keenan Balaj. He is very capable, very durable. And also now with the addition of Dalton Seeley, that gives you three backs and a pretty physical offense. It's good to get the running backs rest.
Now a play action pass. Hubert wants to throw. He's got a man out there. And Anderson can't come up with it in the end zone. Justin Anderson had his step on his man there. Hubert threw it out there. And it's just a little bit too long. Justin could not catch up with the ball. It's an incomplete pass.
I think Hastings College tonight has gone downfield deep more than I have seen them in a lot of past games. They have really taken shots downfield. They've thrown to Novicki. They've thrown to Justin Anderson. And that there again, Anderson, as you said, a couple steps on his receiver. Troy reels that back in. That's six.
As good as Maurice Mansfield was last year, Hastings, I think, has more threats offensively this year. And that's why we're able to take the ball downfield a little bit more here. So third down and about 5 yards to go for Hastings from the 31-yard line of Briar Cliff. Handoff goes to Grummert, takes it off a left tackle, 25 down to the 22-yard line. He bounces off of a man and picks up the first down to the 22. So Nick Grummert, a nice bit of running there. He was stopped momentarily, but he bounces off of that man, takes it down to the 22. Finally, Tanner Cox was able to bring him down, but Hastings gets a fresh set of downs. 7:49 to play, third quarter. Broncos have the lead.
First down, number 15 on the ball game, and as Nick Grummert really running tough. Everything between the tackles, again, picking and choosing his holes, and he's starting to rack up some numbers. 12 carries now, 70 yards for Grummert.
All right, Grummert's going to get another. No, that's his ceiling in the ball game now. Ceiling in the ball game takes it down to the 19-yard line, a pickup of four. Give credit, they got the first team offensive lineup there. Tom Van Hott, also Evan Richter, Jesus Uribe, also Derek Whipple and Jeremy Opperly. They're opening up the holes there. Kasapovic in on the stop there for Briar Cliff defensively.
And we talk about Dalton Seeley into the ballgame. The freshman seeing some action here tonight with four carries, 22 yards for the former Blue Hawk.
All right, second down. Hastings with the ball now at the Briar Cliff 20-yard line. Broncos, I think we're in motion. Here's a pass that's going to be caught out here, but they blow this one dead. The Broncos will be in motion here. So they blow it dead. Hastings with another penalty. And Hastings has not had too many penalties here tonight. That's only the fourth one for Hastings in the ballgame tonight.
Yeah, for 25 yards.
So an illegal procedure for Hastings, a false start there on the Broncos. That did not look like they were all in sync. Everybody did not get the snap count there.
Well, that's some of the things you see in first game of the season Broncos have been pounding on each other through fall camp, two-a-days, and then working closer to game-time situations. You're going to see a few mistakes, but really only four penalties. That's pretty good.
Here's Hubert. He wants to throw the ball. Looks left side. Same play. They come out here to Travis Brown, and he is swarmed under. So the same play, they just throw it out here to Travis Brown. They did that on the preceding play and got to flag for a false start. They come back with the same play. They come out to Brown. Briarcliff was waiting for it right there. And Brown gets a yard on the play, and then Cam Terry brings him down for the Briarcliff defense.
I can talk about the departure of Mansfield due to graduation and him being such a big threat. They really went to him a lot last year. Tonight, Troy Hubert is thrown to six different receivers. That's a good sign for Paul Merck and his Broncos.
All right, Brown goes in motion to the far side now. Hubert has got the ball. He wants to throw it, and he tosses it out here. It's caught. Brown has got the ball at the 20-yard line and takes it down to the 15. So a completed pass, Hubert to Brown. He came in motion from the wide receiver spot on the left side. Came across to right behind Troy Hubert. This comes out here in the flat. Hubert got in the ball, and he takes it down to the 15. And now we got fourth down and three, and here comes another field goal attempt from Ernesto Locayo.
Any odds on this and not going right down the pipes?
Probably not.
He's money in the bank.
Yeah, this will be a 32-yard field goal. Man jumps over here on the left side. Ball is down. The kick is up, and the kick goes sailing through the uprights. But I think they're going to give Hastings 5 yards here. That'll give him a first down, and Hastings, the offense, might come back out on the field here. So a man jumps over here on the left end, be on the right side of the field goal block team for Briarcliff. The guy jumps offside, and that should give Hastings a first down. There's offside. There's the call on Briarcliff. There'll be a 5-yard penalty, and Hastings will take the 3 points off of the board now. So the score remains at 13-0, but the offense comes back out here. With 5 minutes and 21 seconds to play in the third quarter, Hastings will try to get in the end zone for the second time here tonight.
Not a lot of laundry on the field for the first game of the season. That is Briarcliff's fourth penalty of the evening.
All right, wide receiver splits out to the left side. Here's a handoff to Dalton Steele, who says he's into the ball game now as he takes the ball down to about the 5. So he'll pick up a 5 yards in the play, and he gets half of that yardage in there. And now Hastings looking at a second down and goal from just outside the 5-yard line. Right in the center of the field, Hastings looking for their second touchdown. Their only touchdown in the first half on a 10-yard touchdown pass from Troy Hubert to Mike Novicki. Ernesto Locayo has added a couple of field goals. The Broncos with a 10-0 lead. Wide receiver splits out wide to the right side for Hastings. That's Anderson. Splitting out to the left side is Mike Novicki. Now Novicki goes in motion off to the far side. Hubert is in the shotgun. Play action pass. Troy's got it. Throws it out here. Pass is caught by Novicki. He's into the end zone for the touchdown. Michael Novicki gets his second touchdown reception. Troy Hubert gets his second touchdown pass. And the Broncos add another couple of points to the scoreboard here. And now it's a 19-0 ball game. And now the Broncos will go for a 2-point conversion.
And I think that was the same play that Novicki scored on in the first half. Just a toss over to the right side. He was able to lumber into the end zone. He's living up to wearing that number 9, a couple of touchdowns for Novicki this evening.
From the exact same spot on the field from the 10-yard line, so I think it was the same play. Hubert to Michael Novicki, and now they go for the 2-point conversion here with three wide receivers, two out to the right side, one to the left. Hubert takes a look at the bench, and now he comes back up there, waits for the snap out of the shotgun, and now we got a whistle, and we've got a timeout. Hastings. There was confusion. Troy looked to the sideline once as a man was going in motion for Hastings. The man sat down in his three-point stance. Troy again looked to the bench, came up waiting for the snap, and then things didn't seem right, and they called the timeout.
Yeah, that wasn't very pretty.
All right, we got a timeout. We'll take a break. 4:33 to play in the third quarter. It's now Hastings 19, Briarcliff nothing.
Call Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs, including water heaters and water softeners. Witt Plumbing also does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, also backhoe, trenching, and leach fields, and is a certified septic tank installer. Call 463-4664. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Get professional expert service from Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
1230 KHAS.
Our right, 13 plays, 63 yards for Hastings on that drive. The Broncos going for the two-point conversion. Nebraska now leading Western Kentucky 28-0 in the ball game. Northwestern has a 7-3 lead over number one ranked Sioux Falls. Hastings now going for the two-point conversion here. Hubert is up under center this time. Here comes a man in motion. They fake the ball to Grummert. Hubert wants to throw. This tosses it into the end zone. It's going to be picked off. It is picked off by Briarcliff. So the first interception thrown there for Troy Hubert in the ball game. The two-point conversion fails, and the score remains at 19-0.
Well, and a lot of pressure coming right up the middle of the field there, and Troy kind of off his back foot threw that into double coverage. That was not a very good-looking play there for his first interception on the season.
All right, so we've got another timeout here. Hastings scores, but they miss on the two-point conversion. 4 minutes and 33 seconds to play in the third quarter. It's now Hastings 19, Briarcliff nothing.
You're out looking for cars. You pull slowly into the lot. You stop, look, and no one's there. You sigh in relief. Ease out of your car, then. They come flocking out like wild vultures. Car shopping doesn't have to be that way. At Kirsch Chevrolet, they treat you with respect, with no pressure. So next time you're out driving lots, head over to Kirsch Chevrolet and enjoy shopping for cars once again. 800 South Burlington Hastings are online at KirschChevrolet.com. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
1230 KHAS.
All right, so the lights are on now here at Memorial Field as the sun is down.
Lights are on here. Still scoreboard struggle, so.
Oh, yeah, we don't have them on the scoreboard. We've got at least the lights came on. 19-0. Hastings has got the lead. Prohaska is going to field the ball here for Briarcliff with a 10. Back to the 20. Breaks outside 25 to the 30. 35. He's at the 40-yard line to the 45. And finally run out of bounds here by Ernesto Locayo. He's all fired up. He's jacked up, I'll tell you.
Tell you what, one thing, the offense has had some errors, but have been able to move the football against Briarcliff. The defense has been outstanding tonight. The one area that a little concerning, the return yards for Briarcliff on the kickoffs. Novicki has been able to really pick up a lot of nice returns, and he takes this one all the way out near midfield. They'll spot it down at the 49-yard line.
Not too many guys get by Ernesto Locayo, I'll tell you. So we got 4:21 to play now in the third quarter. Hastings with a 19-0 lead. Lehigh Tonga will come up under center this time. It's an unbalanced line off to the right side as they hand the ball away to Taylor. And Taylor is going to be hit right at the line of scrimmage, and down he goes. Maybe a yard gain to about the 50. Bottom of the stack there for Hastings is Jake Mueller. Again, that defensive line is going to be strong for the 2010 season. Mueller gets the stop, the 6'6", 280-pound senior out of Omaha Gross. We'll give him 1 yard into play. Second down and 9. Briarcliff moving from our left to our right in the third quarter. They're trailing in the ball game.
Mike, we talked about the Bronco defense. Briarcliff currently with 81 total yards of offense here in the ball game.
Colvin is your wide receiver to the left side. Into the slot to the left side will be Prohaska. Offset eye in the backfield behind Lehigh Tonga as he looks over the defense. Lehigh has got the ball. Play action pass under pressure. Tonga gets away. He throws it near side. It's going to be caught over here. Nope, he picked it off of the ground. He picked it off of the ground, but that man was wide open, Jimmy. Obviously a broken coverage there for Hastings. That man was wide open. That was Troy Dobbins. There was not a man around within 10, 15 yards off from him. But, they're going to give him the reception. Why didn't they let him run? Why didn't they let him run with the ball?
They blew it dead because the ball bounced right off of the turf here at about the 30-yard line. The wide receiver was wide open. Nobody for Hastings College even seen him. If
nobody touched him. Nobody tackled him.
They blew him dead. He was in bounds. They blew it dead. That is...
Why did they do that?
That is crazy.
Now they're going to spot the football right where he caught it at the 28-yard line. And they give the ball to Taylor, and he's going to be stacked up there. That one, I do not understand. Dobbins was wide open out here. Downfield, they got him the ball. It looked like as if the ball touched the ground. Dobbins picks it off with the turf. He starts running with it. All of a sudden, they blow the whistle like it's an incomplete pass, and then they spot the ball right where they caught it.
Exactly. The ball literally bounced off the turf. The Dobbins stood up with the football, was going to walk back to the huddle because he knew it bounced off the ground, and then he takes off running. That was the strangest play that we might see all year long.
Second down, 8 yards to go now for Briarcliff from the Hastings College 27-yard line. Lehigh Tonga brings the ball back here to Taylor. Cuts inside, 25. Taylor takes it down to the 23-yard line. So pick up of 5 yards in a play by Aaron Taylor, the freshman running back out of Peoria, Arizona. remind me to ask Coach Merck on the postgame what happened right there, because I'm in the dark. I thought he had to be tackled in this league.
Well, they at least let him get down to about the 34-yard line before they blew the whistles and stopped play. That was very strange. But Briarcliff, third down now, and a long four.
All right, third and four. Wide receivers split out to the left side. Offset I formation now behind Lehigh Tonga. Play action pass. Lehigh wants to throw. Looks left, being flushed out of the pocket again. Penalty flags are down. Lehigh has got the ball across the 20, down to about the 17-yard line. Stays inbounds, and I think we're going to have a holding call here on the Chargers offense as Lehigh Tonga is brought down right about the 17-yard line. That's going to be short of the first down. No, it's not. It should be enough for a first down, but I think we're going to have a holding call on Briarcliff, and that's going to be the case. So Lehigh Tonga picked up the first down, but we have a hold now on the Chargers. That's going to bring the ball back to the 33. And now Briarcliff will be looking at a third down situation, third down, and 13 yards to go with a minute and 43 seconds to play here in the third quarter.
Chase Langdenberg there in hot pursuit on Tonga. One of the offensive linemen had him wrapped up right in front of the official. So very apparent. But the officials right now, though, kind of having some troubles. You don't know what's going to happen here. But third down long here for Briarcliff.
All right, Colvin is your wide receiver split out to the left side. Prohaska, Clement will come to the right. Tonga is in the shotgun formation. Taylor just to his left has a one lone setback. Tonga wants to throw the football. He's not going to get a chance. He is buried back here at the 47-yard line. Guess who? Jake Mueller gets another sack for Hastings. Jake Mueller gets on top of Lehigh Tonga. I think that's the third or fourth sack for the Bronco defense so far in their ball game. And Jake Mueller comes in there for Hastings, makes a big play defensively. Tonga goes down. They're going to give him the 45. But now Briarcliff looking at fourth down and a mile.
Yeah, sack number four for the Hastings College defense. And, again, the motor's really revved up for the defense in front of Hastings College. Jake Mueller, Botkin, Langdenberg, John Melise, a lot of guys up there doing a great job tonight. And Jake Mueller bringing him down for a big, big loss. Now Brinson Steinhauser back deep at the 10-yard line to return this punt.
And here comes another punt here from Beisner for Briarcliff. He hangs it up there, angles it to the near side, bounces at the 11. And Briarcliff down there. They're going to down the football inside the 5-yard line. So Hastings will start in a big hole here. That's a punt of 40 yards there by Beisner. He's done a great job kicking the football today.
Well, one thing that he has really done, obviously they're a little bit worried with the return ability of Brinson Steinhauser, and they have kicked everything completely away from him. That one there, a nice high spiral to the right side of the field, and a guy down there to knock it dead before it goes into the end zone. And the Broncos deep in their own territory, 95 yards away from pay dirt here with just 22 seconds left to go in the third quarter.
So Paul Merkowitz trying to win his ninth season opener out of 10 here this season. There's a handoff. It goes straight ahead across the five out to the six. Hastings not going to get fancy down here. They've got a 19-0 lead over Briarcliff here in the final seconds of this third quarter. Yeah, Hastings 8-1 in season openers under Paul Merkowitz since he came here. This is his 10th season as a head coach. Last year we knocked off Peru State in the opener 38-18. This is the third time in the last four seasons we have opened under the lights here. Hastings is, 6-3, they tell us, in night games under Coach Merck, and we have won our last three straight night games. We're going to the final fourth quarter here, the final quarter up in Sioux City. The Broncos' season opener, so far, so good. Hastings with a lead after three quarters. We'll take a break with a score of the Broncos 19 and Briarcliff nothing.
Did you know that Beeman's Appliance has many brands of new appliances? Beeman's Appliance is your local sales and service dealer for new appliances for refrigeration, kitchen, and laundry. Why shop anywhere else when you can conveniently shop local and save money? And if you're in the market for something used, Beeman's also has a good selection of used appliances. For more information, call 462-2311 or stop by Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service at 727 East Park Street. And remember, Beeman's Appliance services what they sell.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products.
experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with Kohler Printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
As we come back, first play of the fourth quarter goes to Keenan Balazs, who's into the ball game. He takes the ball from the 7 out to the 10-yard line. Pickup of 3, second down and 7.
Through three quarters, Hastings College, 53 offensive plays, 285 yards in the ball game, 143 through the air, 142 on the ground. Briarcliff, 58 on the ground, 46 through the air for 104. I'll get to some individual leaders after this play.
Yeah, the Bronco defense playing extremely well. Here's Troy Hubert with the ball. He's into the open 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. Hubert at the 35, 40. He's at the 45 and drug down from behind. Troy Hubert carries the ball from the 10-yard line all the way out here to the 47. A pickup of 37 yards on the play by Troy Hubert. Finally brought down on the play by John Smith.
And just a little option play off to the right side. And Hubert seen a pretty good hole open up off of right tackle. Just cut it right up field, got past the linebackers, and then burst of speed. He wasn't going to take it the distance there, but a good job getting out in the open by Troy Hubert. Picks up 37 yards and a first down. That is first down number 16 on the evening.
Hastings now into the fourth quarter with a 19-0 lead over Briarcliff. Wide receiver splits out wide to the left side. Here's a handoff to Keenan Balazs. Steps inside 50, 45, 40, 35, 30. Keenan Balazs takes the ball down to the 28-yard line. So back-to-back plays, and now the Broncos may be tiring out this defense for Briarcliff. John Smith again chasing him down, but now before Keenan Balazs picks up a huge chunk of real estate all the way down to the Briarcliff. They're going to mark it at the 29.
That one there goes for 23 yards. And remember, this drive started at their own 5-yard line, and it's been a couple of big plays. A 37-yard gain by Troy Hubert and a 23-yard gain from Keenan Balazs.
All right, this time is another handoff to Keenan. He takes it off a left tackle, hurdles a man at the 25-yard line, takes it down to the 22. So this angles off to the left side, takes it from about the 29 down to the 22. We'll give him 7 yards on the play. It's now second down and 3. End of the fourth quarter. Here's an update. It's Dakota Wesleyan leading Dort 35-0. That ball game is going on in Sioux Center tonight. At last check, Morningside had a 9-0 lead over Doan. And at last check, Northwestern was leading number one ranked Sioux Falls by the score of 7-3. Hastings leading here by the score of 19-0. That's Novicki coming in motion on the near side. Play action pass as they fake the ball to Keenan Balazs. Throws it out here to Novicki, and he is hammered at the 15-yard line. So actually a move down to the 15. That's going to be enough for a first down. Tackle is made in there by Jordan Lester for the Briarcliff defense. Another first down for the Broncos. They spot it right at the 15.
First down number 18 for the Broncos here tonight, and we'll give Novicki 4 catches now and 43 yards. Boy, we talked about the receiving yards. They've thrown to 6 different receivers this evening and rushing the football, 4 different ball carriers, 3 of them being tailbacks, really racking up some good yards. Nick Grummert leading the way so far, 13 carries, 74 yards.
Anderson, Novicki, your 2 wide receivers split out to the left side. Beatty now goes in motion. They give the ball away to Zach Beatty. Beatty is across the 10-yard line, down to the 5, down to the 4-yard line. So the fullback gets his 2nd carry of this ball game. Zach Beatty is a junior running back out of Colorado Springs, finally brought down into play by Josh Schroeder for Briarcliff. So Beatty goes in motion, puts on the brakes, comes back, gets the handoff from Troy Hubert, and they had a nice little hole over there as Beatty takes the ball all the way down to, they're going to spot it at the 5-yard line.
That was the same play they run at the beginning of the second quarter. The first carry went for -2. That one there, much better blocked by the Bronco line. Beatty picks up 11 and another first down. Broncos knocking on touchdown door.
From the 5, Troy Hubert rolls. He unloads it. It's caught by Beatty into the end zone. Touchdown. Zach Beatty, the fullback, gets a running play, and he gets a touchdown reception here on this drive, and the Broncos tack on 6 more.
6-yard touchdown pass from Troy Hubert, and again, the fullback just kind of flaring out to the left side. That play has been very successful tonight. Novicki has scored twice on the similar play, and that one there, Beatty all alone into the flats, was able to take it in the end zone now. Ernesto Lacayo in for the PAT.
So a 6-yard touchdown pass from Hubert to Beatty, the fullback. And now we've got the extra point coming up here from Ernesto, and that one is through the pipes. It is good. 11 minutes and 38 seconds to play now in the football game. Hastings, oh, wait a minute. What do we have here? We got a
penalty flag.
Penalty flag in the far sideline. All right, so it's going to be on Briarcliff, so the extra point is good. So it's going to be an offside call here on Briarcliff. The extra point will stand. Like I was saying, 11 minutes and 38 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break now. The score, Hastings 26, Briarcliff nothing.
Hey, kids, I heard of a great place where you can start saving for something special. And they even add a little extra called dividends, which Dad says is the same as interest. It's the Pee Wee Penguin Savings Account at Hastings Federal Credit Union. For kids that are 12 and under, their club also gives you neat stuff just for opening an account. And you have a chance to win presents. Isn't that great? So tell Mom and Dad to take you to Hastings Federal Credit Union to save in the Pee Wee Penguin Young Savers Club because they serve people who live or work in the Hastings area.
Equal housing lender. Savings federally insured to $250,000 by NCUA.
1230 KHAS.
Nebraska now leading Western Kentucky. It is 28-3 in Lincoln. So for the 96th consecutive time, Western Kentucky is not going to be shut out in a football game. They had a streak of 95 consecutive coming into the football game against Nebraska. I thought maybe that streak would be broken tonight, but Western Kentucky, the Hilltoppers, get a field goal on the board, and now they're trailing Nebraska by the score of 28-3 in Lincoln. Huskers have a 20, or the Broncos have a 26-0 lead here against the Chargers of Briarcliff and Sioux City. Here's a little ball tapped along the ground for Hastings off of Ernesto Locayo, and it's going to be covered up here at the 40 onside kick.
Well,
or, I don't know what that was.
Merck going for the juggler. I don't quite understand that one. Ernesto lined up to like he was going to just boot that one away. And then kind of slowed down as he moved towards the football and just kind of squibbed it along. Briarcliff going to get pretty good field position. They're going to spot it down at the 41-yard line, so kind of strange play there. Mike, offensively, the Broncos, after that drive, 379 total yards of offense to Briarcliff's 104, an offensive show being put on tonight by the Broncos.
That was a seven-play, 94-yard drive for Hastings College. It ends up with a touchdown at the other end. 26-0, Hastings has got the lead. And now here's a handoff again to the running back for Briarcliff. That's Aaron Taylor. And Hastings has had his number all night long. He has not been able to get started here tonight. He brings the ball to about the 43. Tackle is made in there by Brian Callen of Hastings. So a pickup of a couple, maybe. We give him the 42. Second down and 8 yards to go. Clock is running. We're at the 11-minute mark now here in the fourth quarter.
Mike, that is really all they have had offensively. 13 carries, 50 yards now for Taylor because they have kept Tonga in check. Usually Briarcliff throws the ball around and gains a lot of yards. 300-plus against Hastings last year, only 46 tonight.
Here's a pass on a little slant. That's a Clement with the ball. He gets a reception across the 50, 45 down to the Bronco 40 and brought down there. Brian Callen downfield again for the Hastings College defense. Clement has been kind of quiet tonight. That might be his first reception of the night. He had 8 against Hastings College a year ago. Check that. That's his third reception for Clement.
Third reception for 30 yards. And I had to speak out talking about the great pass defense. And then they hit Clement on a slant across the middle of the field. He got into the Broncos secondary and was pulled down at the 43. So it'll be first down for Briarcliff at the Hastings College 43.
Prohaska and also Colvin split out wide to the right side. Clement comes to the left side of the formation this time. Lehigh Tonga is in the shotgun with one lone set back behind him. And they're going to fake the ball to him. And now Lehigh with the ball rolls out right. He throws it, and it's going to be, is it caught? It's incomplete. Prohaska with a diving attempt out there at the 25-yard line. Cannot hang on to the football, so an incomplete pass. And that's going to bring up a second down and 10 situation from the Hastings College 38-yard line. We're down to 10 minutes and 23 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter.
In hot pursuit again, Brian Callen, number 26, John Malise, 51, chasing Tonga out of the pocket. I'll bet when Tonga gets the snap, he turns around, sees white jerseys, and says, oh, no, here they come again.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. He has been forced out of the pocket all night long. The Bronco front three have done a tremendous job this evening for Tony Harper.
All right, second down and 10 yards to go for Briarcliff from the Hastings 37. Tonga has got the ball again, looks left, unloads. He's got a man out here. It's going to be incomplete. That's a Chase Colvin. Nice defensive play there for Hastings College. Back there for the Broncos was number 8, Zach Carlton. The Briarcliff fans down below, so they wanted an interference call there, but that was a great play by Carlton.
Mike, that really was. You can beg for a flag if you want. The official was right there, and Carlton doing a great job timing that perfectly, going up and knocking the football away. The receiver had a step on Carlton, but a great defensive play.
All right, Clement is your wide receiver to the right this time. Prohaska will go with him. Colvin comes over here to the left side. Third down, 10 yards to go from the Hastings College 37-yard line. Lehigh Tonga from the shotgun. Backs up. Here comes the pressure. Tonga holds it, holds it, holds it. Now fires it downfield. It's going to be incomplete. Down here at the 25-yard line, incomplete pass. So now it's a fourth down.
Oh, no. Pete Balkin all over top of Tonga again as he crashed him down with his face mask into the turf, and we've got a Bronco down on the play.
Yeah, no, Bronco down here at the 25-yard line as the medical staff comes out and takes a look at that individual down there.
That's Zach Carlton.
So Carlton is down at the 25-yard line, so an injury timeout. We'll take a break, 10 minutes and 7 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. Hastings College with the lead is the Broncos 26, Briarcliff nothing.
The Mohawk Summer Sale is going on now at Boers Floors, your Mohawk dealer in Hastings. Get savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. And to keep your Mohawk carpet clean, Boers Floors is now your Oric vacuum cleaner dealer. It's the Mohawk Summer Sale today at Boers Floors, 827 West 1st Street, downtown Hastings. Call 464-463-5667. Boers Floors, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, fourth down, 10 yards to go. Briarcliff will go forward here, trailing in the ballgame 26 to nothing from the Hastings 37. Lehigh Tonga stands in the pocket. He's going to be flushed out of there. He throws the ball downfield. It's going to be incomplete. Trying to get it to Clement. The ball is going to be incomplete. It was knocked loose there at the last second back there for Hastings College. Defensively, there's number 27 for Hastings. That is Clayton Dean, who's into the backfield now, a freshman out of Lincoln Northeast. So Tony Harper's got some new guys into the ball game here late with the Broncos comfortably ahead, and now the Broncos will get the ball back with 9:57 to go.
We should have a stat chart to see how many different guys for Hastings College has gotten their hands on Tonga tonight. The two recipients there of bringing Tonga to the ground, John Malise and Jake Mueller again. Jake Mueller, what an outstanding defensive player he has been for Hastings College in his career.
Yeah, he has lived in the backfield here tonight. Here's a handoff now. That's going to be Seeley in the ball game. Seeley back in there for the Broncos. He moves it from the 37 out to about the 45-yard line. A pickup of 8 yards in the play for the former St. Cecilia Blue Hawk, Dalton Seeley. Boy, really looking forward to the next 4 years with Dalton Seeley. He's going to be a force here for the Broncos.
Well, he really is. And we've seen what kind of damage he can pose against the high school defenses. And, boy, coming in his first collegiate game, a nice hole right up the middle. He takes the linebacker right on, straight up, runs him over, picks up 9 yards.
All right, they're going to give him the ball again. Seeley at the 45, crashes his way as he puts his head down and drives it across the 50 into a Briarcliff territory down to the 48-yard line. Just a little hint to high school football players that might be listening to us tonight. Yeah, you can play as a freshman at Hastings College. You can come here. Merkel will take you, and you can get on the field as a freshman. Just ask several guys we're seeing out there tonight.
Well, exactly, and a couple of Hastings products, as we've seen Nate Arlt in on special teams, making some nice tackles. Dalton Seeley now with 7 carries, 41 yards, doing a nice job, and he'll stay in the ballgame at the tailback.
Yeah, another Hawk is Zane Ansign. Had a nice catch earlier tonight. Here's Seeley again with the ball. Seeley in the open, 45-40, breaks outside, 35-30, 25-20. Seeley at the 15, puts his head down and drives his way inside the 10-yard line. That's why Dalton Seeley is a Bronco, Jimmy. He has got the breakaway speed, but yet he's got the power. And Dalton Seeley, who ripped off a long touchdown run in the scrimmage the other night, nearly took that baby from the house. And he's got the Broncos inside the red zone again. First down and goal from the 6-yard line to Briarcliff.
86 yards, 8 carries for Seeley tonight. That one there rips off 46 yards. Not only does he provide the punch for power, he will run a guy over if he has to, but once he gets to the outside, he has got tremendous speed, and he will stay in the ball game. But he is going to be a fine product for Paul Merkowitz.
Give him the ball here. Get him into the end zone. 26 to nothing. Hastings has got the lead. Here's a handoff to Seeley at the 5-yard line, to the 4, to the 3, to the 2-yard line. Feed him the ball again, Coach. He's out at the 2-yard line, second down and goal. Just keep on giving him the ball.
You know, when we were watching where some of the high school kids were going to go and the recruiting that was going on for Hastings College, I wonder what kind of boat Paul Merkowitz is in, because he reeled in a real keeper there in Dalton Seeley to keep him right around Hastings. He is going to be an outstanding product. But, yeah, that's a master angler there for Merk. on the recruiting trail.
He didn't have a Zipco rod and reel, I'll tell you that.
Not with this guy.
It is second down and goal now from just outside the two-yard line. 7:38 to play in the ball game. Quick pitch to Seeley. Seeley's got the ball to five, racing to the goal line. He's into the end zone. Touchdown. Dalton Seeley gets into the end zone for his first collegiate touchdown, and the Broncos add six more. Hastings now out on top by a score of 32-0.
And Seeley now, first collegiate touchdown, and we were able to see it here on the first game of the 2010 season from 4 yards out. That puts him up close to 100 yards of rushing tonight. Hastings College with three running backs gaining a lot of yards tonight. This is an impressive showing as they stretch their lead 32-0. Lacayo in for the PAT, Hubert holding.
All right, Troy's got the ball down. Here comes the extra point by Lacayo. He is perfect tonight. A couple of extra points, a couple of field goals, and the Broncos add seven more. 7 minutes and 30 seconds to play now in the football game. It's now Hastings College 33, Briarcliff nothing.
Call Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs, including water heaters and water softeners. Witt Plumbing also does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, also backhoe, trenching, and leach fields, and is a certified septic tank installer. Call 463-4664. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Get professional expert service from Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
1230 KHAS.
That was five plays and 65 yards for Hastings College. A nice long run by Dalton Seeley, and then Dalton gets his first collegiate touchdown as a Bronco. And it's now 33-0. Hastings has got the lead. They are at halftime in Orange City now. It is 10-7. Top-ranked Sioux Falls with a lead over Northwestern. 10-7. Sioux Falls with a lead. Morningside at last check had a 9-0 early lead on Doan tonight. Dakota Wesleyan 35-0 over Dort. Earlier today, it was Concordia knocking off Nebraska Wesleyan and Seward by the score of 3-0.
Bronco offense knocking on 500 yards of total offense in the ballgame, unofficially 448 on the evening for the Broncos.
Not too shabby out of the gate, huh? Here's another kick that's squibbed along the ground, and that one is going to be a mishandled by Briarcliff. Now a big old stack up here at the 38-yard line. The Broncos are pointing their way. The officials have not yet unstacked him. And now, what do they say here? They're going to give the ball to Briarcliff. All right, the Chargers recovered down there. So the coaching staff evidently has found something that they're trying to catch Briarcliff unprepared for.
Well, as I talked about earlier, the only kind of blemish on the night has been the kickoff coverage on Prohaska. He has been able to rip off some big rushes or big returns, and I believe that's probably the reason that Lacayo is keeping the ball on the ground, keeping it out of Prohaska's hands. And Broncos nearly come up with that football. They'll bring it out to the 39-yard line, first and 10 here. 7:22 left to go in the football game.
Well, ask the coach on the postgame show if you can remember that.
I will.
Lehigh Tonga is in the shotgun formation. Wide receivers left and right. Here's a quick throw over to the right side. It's caught across the 40 to about the 41 or 42-yard line. So a short pickup there as the ball goes to another wide receiver that's been in the ball game here. That's going to be Harshman again, Bryce Harshman, who's back into the ball game. So pick up there of about 4 yards in the play, maybe five. We'll call it second down and about, 6 yards to go. Second down and six. Here's Lehigh Tonga, fakes one way, comes back the other way. That was going to be caught here at the 49-yard line and dropped down there. Pass reception made there by Chase Colvin for Briarcliff. A pickup of about 5 yards in the play, very close to the first down as they bring it out here to the 49. 6:44 to play in the ball game. After our contest, we'll name our player of the game tonight and also our coach's post-game show. And then Tyler Maffitt will be back with Eye on Sports. All the scores from across the Great Plains Athletic Conference tonight and across the nation. Bring you up to date on the final scoreboard show of the night following our broadcast. So still a lot more coverage yet to come. 33-0. The Broncos have the lead. And now we got a officials timeout here. The officials timeout. We're going to reset the play clock in the end zone. So it appears that Hastings is going to go to 9-1 in season openers under Coach Merck.
You think?
I think so. 9-1.
That was a good guess.
You never can tell up here in Sioux City. Stranger things have happened.
Yeah, they really have.
Here's a handoff again to Aaron Taylor, and Taylor bangs his way down to the 39-yard line. I'm never going to put anything into the books ever again when we're up here in Sioux City until the final gun.
Yeah, you're exactly right. It has been anything but easy up here in Sioux City. I believe the last 3 years up here, the ball game has come down within 7-8 points. I know the 1 year they scored the game-winning touchdown on a pass last play of the game. What a sick feeling that was.
And that was the last time we were up here in 2008. Lehigh Tonga again winds up. That one is batted down, Brian Callen. So Briarcliff has got the ball down here at the 39-yard line. We talked about our last couple of appearances here. Briarcliff beat us on the last play of the game in 2008, 25-24. In 2007, Hastings won over Briarcliff 24-21 after having an early lead in that one. Hastings had to hang on to survive that one. And in 2005, Briarcliff beat us by the score of 20-17. That's why I have that uneasy feeling, Jimmy.
Yeah, I understand you.
33-0 right here. It's 5:53 to play in the contest. Lehigh Tonga, again from the shotgun, backs up, looks right, throws it over here. Taylor has got the ball, 40, 35, 30, 25, down to the 20-yard line. So Lehigh Tonga fakes it on a throw to the right side and then comes back the other way to Aaron Taylor. And a little freshman out of Peoria, Arizona, takes the ball down to the Hastings College 21-yard line. We got to that second group in there now on the defensive line. You see Melise is in there. Killip is in there. Also, Jared Noble is in there on the front defensive line. Indiana Jones is still into the ballgame, so a lot of the first-teamers still out there defensively for Hastings. But Briarcliff with their deepest penetration of the ballgame down here at the 21-yard line. Now they throw it over here on the left side. Nice defensive play back there for Hastings, knocking the ball away at the last second. Back there was Stephen Bodine. Stephen Bodine is into the ball game now for Hastings as a defensive back. Knocks that one away right at the goal line, so it's incomplete. Second down and 10. We're down to 5:16 now to play in the ball game.
Boy, not only does Tony Harper have a good bunch of defensive linemen, great linebackers. His secondary has made some outstanding plays tonight. Some young guys getting in there. But, boy, the secondary for Hastings College looks to be very strong again this year.
Lehigh Tonga again from the gun. Three wide receivers to the right, one to the left as they try to get on the scoreboard here. Give them something to build on this week. There's a running play to Taylor. Aaron Taylor out of the shotgun. Takes it from the 22 down to about the 18. A pickup of 4 yards in a play. It's now third down and about six yards to go. Third and six. 5 minutes exactly to play here in the contest. Hastings and Northwestern next Saturday at Lloyd Wilson Field. That'll be a 1 o'clock kickoff next week. 12:15 for the pregame show here on 1230 KHAS as the Briarcliff fans come alive here trying to get their team into the end zone for the first time this season. Lehigh Tonga has got it, holds it, now throws it. The pass is going to be low. Harshman trying to make a diving grab out there at about the 13-yard line but cannot come up with a football, and now it's fourth down.
Well, and again, pressure coming up the middle from the Bronco front three. Again, Conga had to throw that one very quicker than he wanted to, and the ball bounces on the turf. I almost thought for a minute the officials were going to rule that was a completed pass, but it skims along the turf. It's going to bring up fourth down.
Fourth down and about 6 yards to go for Briarcliff from the Hastings College 17-yard line. I'm sure the defense would like to get a shutout here to begin the season. Two wide receivers to the left, two wide receivers to the right. Aaron Taylor in the backfield, just to the right of the quarterback. Tonga is in the shotgun formation, and now we got some movement. Hastings College is jumping around on defense, but that drew Briarcliff up from their stance, and they're going to be penalized 5 yards for an illegal procedure call here. The Broncos may have been coming with a blitz there or jumping around defensively. That drew somebody offsides or in motion there for Briarcliff. Illegal procedure call is the penalty. Cost them 5 yards. And now instead of fourth down and six, it is fourth down and 11 as the ball is brought back here to the 22-yard line. And now we've got another timeout. We got a timeout with 4 minutes and 33 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings College 33, Briarcliff nothing.
You're out looking for cars. You pull slowly into the lot. You stop, look, and no one's there. You sigh in relief. Ease out of your car then. They come flocking out like wild vultures. Car shopping doesn't have to be that way. At Kerr Chevrolet, they treat you with respect, with no pressure. So next time you're out driving lots, head over to Kerr Chevrolet and enjoy shopping for cars once again. 800 South Burlington Hastings are online at kerrchevrolet.com. Chevrolet, an American Revolution.
1230 KHAS.
back in Sioux City. Hastings College with a lead, 33-0. Nebraska has added another touchdown. The Huskers now leading Western Kentucky by a score of 35-3. So it's fourth down, 11 yards to go. The football is at the 23-yard line of Hastings. Lehi Tonga, the sophomore quarterback out of Fort Worth, Texas. Here's the shotgun one more time. Waiting for the snap. Tonga's got it. He backs up. Look out. He is hit. And down he goes. And he fumbles the football. They give it to Hastings. Yes, they do. He was hit hard there by Hastings. And knocking him down for the Broncos was Hudeberg. The guy out of Grand Island. He comes in there and knocks down Lehi Tonga and then recovers the fumble.
Yeah, Hudeberg on the left side of the defense come around the corner on a blitz, was able to get to Conga. He pounded the ball loose from him. Conga getting up very slow again. That guy is going to be very sore. He has been hit hard all evening. And then the ball, with it being loose on the turf, Hudeberg gets on top of it. Fumble recovery. Broncos out to their own 30, first and 10.
All right, so now John Dostal will be in the ball game for Hastings College, the backup quarterback, as the Broncos just mop up out there. On a first and 10 from the 30-yard line, they hand the ball away to Keenan Balazs, and he is stacked up right at the line of scrimmage. So John Dostal, the backup quarterback, going to see some playing time here for Hastings. Dostal, 5'11", 175-pound sophomore out of Omaha Gross. I will tell you, they also have another quarterback out there in the Keenan Stencil. He's out of Pleasanton, California. He is a freshman, and he is a good-looking kid. Saw him during the two scrimmages, 6 foot, 190-pounder. He is going to be a good one for Hastings College in the next year or so.
Tell you what, you're a Bronco football fan. You've got some good years shaping up. They have got a lot of youth on their football team, and they are going to play a big role this year.
All right, second down, 10 yards to go. Dostal hands the ball away. Keenan Balazs slips outside, 30 out to about the 33-yard line. So a pick up of 3 yards in the play. Keenan Balazs for Hastings College picks up three, third down and 7 yards to go. 3 minutes and 27 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. So Hastings College going to win their season opener for 2010 in a grand style here. The defense has played extremely well.
I believe that was Stenzel just trotted in. Yeah, number four.
So we're going to see all four quarterbacks out there. Now this kid is he's a runner and a shaker, and he can throw the ball a mile. So Stencil is into the ball game now. It's a quarterback. He's going to throw the football. He backs up. Now he's going to run it.
Look
here
out.
He comes. Here he's at the 35-yard line. He's at the 40-yard line to the 41. He's going to pick up the first down. So John Dostal got to run two plays, and now Keenan Stencil into the ball game, the freshman out of the state of California. So Stencil comes into the ball game, and now he goes out. And coming back in is going to be John Dostal. So Merck want to give him one play or what?
Well, a good positive one, 7 yards around the right end. But, boy, if he would have been on that keeper that Troy Hubert had, you can already see the speed. You're not kidding. He gets the outside. He's got some flash to him.
So first down and 10 for Hastings from the 41-yard line. Dostal again hands it away to Keenan Balazs. They hang on, and down he goes right at the line of scrimmage. So Keenan Balazs is stacked up on the play, no gain. It's going to bring up second down and 10 yards to go. 2 minutes and 18 seconds to play. Hastings and Northwestern next Saturday. Now here comes the Stencil back in. They're alternating.
Well, they're bringing the plays in. Normally you don't see the quarterbacks bring the play in from the sidelines, but Merck with a new twist here.
All right, so we got to Keenan Stencil back into the ball game now for Hastings at quarterback on a second down and 10 situation as they call the signals here. Stencil looks over the defense. He's got the ball. He's going to run it again. He's at the 40. Breaks outside to the 35-yard line. 30, look out, 25. He's down his sidelines, and he has a run out of bounds down there. Keenan Stencil for Hastings. So he takes the ball down. They're going to say he ran out of bounds up here at about the 27-yard line. He is quick when he gets outside. He's like a flash, like a lightning bolt.
Wow. And they charge your helmet rolling along the ground there on that play. But again, Stenzel to the left side now, stretches it out there, takes that one around the left end, 31 yards. The Broncos with 189 yards on the ground in the fourth quarter, over 500 in the football game.
Here's John Dostal. He fumbles the snap, pitches the ball back to Balazs. Penalty flag goes down as Balazs goes down at 28. So John Dostal fumbled the snap there. He fumbled the snap, and then he picked it up and just pitched it out here to Keenan Balazs. Trying to get outside, and he was knocked down at the 28, but again, a penalty flag is down. Minute and 35 seconds to play. Hastings College out on top, and they're going to Switch quarterbacks again. Dostal goes to the far sideline. Keenan Stenzel is talking with Paul Merkowitz right now to get the play as he'll bring things in. The penalty is going to go against Hastings. That's going to be a 10-yard penalty against the Broncos for a hold. So here comes Stenzel back into the ball game now. A minute and 30 seconds to play, 33-0 Broncos.
I will make a correction. Nearing 500 yards there, 492 unofficially in the ball game.
That's total yards?
Total yards.
All right, so now Stenzel is in the shotgun formation. Waits for the snap. Stenzel with the arms outstretched here. Grabs the ball, backs up. And now he's going to throw it again. Nope, he's going to run it. Stenzel to the 40. He's at the 35 to the 33-yard line. So Hastings is getting three quarterbacks in the ball game here tonight against Briarcliff. Stenzel will go out. Here comes John Dostal back into the ball game now for Hastings. We're under a minute to play. Coming up, we've got our player of the game and the coaches' post-game show. We'll get your eye on sports, all the scores around the nation and across the conference here tonight, so stay with us. At last check, Nebraska with a 35-3 lead over Western Kentucky, and now the Broncos will just go back and take a knee here as Dostal backs up a couple of yards and takes the knee, and I think that's going to be all she wrote here as we are under 30 seconds in the ball game, and that's going to be the contest. Play clock now at 30 seconds to play. The game clock is at 20, so the Broncos will wrap up the win and get out of here with a 33-0 win over Briarcliff and a very impressive opening for the Broncos.
Yes, very impressive. The Broncos racking up near 340 yards just on the ground, a couple of busted plays, but 200 yards, actually 195 of rushing here in just the fourth quarter for the Hastings College Broncos. A very impressive start to the 2010 campaign.
So Paul Merkowitz goes to 9 wins and 1 loss in season openers. The coach is 9-1 in season openers as they knock off Briarcliff tonight in the 2010 season opener, 33-0. Hastings College wins it here tonight over Briarcliff. We'll come back and check the numbers as we continue on 1230 KHAS.
Did you know that Beeman's Appliance has many brands of new appliances? Beeman's Appliance is your local sales and service dealer for new appliances for refrigeration, kitchen, and laundry. Why shop anywhere else when you can conveniently shop local and save money? And if you're in the market for something used, Beeman's also has a good selection of used appliances. For more information, call 462-2311 or stop by Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service at 727 East Park Street. And remember, Beeman's Appliance services what they sell.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Hey kids, I heard of a great place where you can start saving for something special. And they even add a little extra called dividends, which Dad says is the same as interest. It's the Pee Wee Penguin Savings Account at Hastings Federal Credit Union. For kids that are 12 and under, their club also gives you neat stuff just for opening an account. And you have a chance to win presents. Isn't that great? So tell Mom and Dad to take you to Hastings Federal Credit Union to save in the Pee Wee Penguin Young Savers Club because they serve people who live or work in the Hastings area.
Equal housing lender. Savings federally insured to $250,000 by NCUA. 1230 KHAS.
Back in Sioux City tonight, Hastings College opens up the 2010 season with a 33-0 win over Briarcliff tonight. So the Broncos go to 1-0 in the season. They'll get ready for Northwestern coming up next Saturday. That ball game will be at Lloyd Wilson Field, the Osborne Sports Complex, a team we have not played the past couple of years. But the Red Raiders from Orange City, Iowa, will be in town to take on Hastings next week. That'll be a 1 o'clock kickoff. It'll be a 12:15 pregame show next Saturday on 1230 KHAS. Get to the scoring of the ball game here. Hastings on their second possession of the contest took the ball downfield on a 12-play, 80-yard drive. They had to settle for a 29-yard field goal from Ernesto Locayo to go out on top by a score of 3-0. Later on in the quarter, on a 9-play, 58-yard drive, Hastings threw a 10-yard touchdown pass, Troy Hubert to Michael Novicki. The point after was good. Hastings led by a score of 10-0 at the end of the first quarter. The Broncos added a 47-yard field goal from Ernesto Locayo with 9:41 to play in the second to grab a 13-0 lead. That's the way the first half ended. Hastings got another touchdown in the third quarter on a 13-play, 63-yard drive. Another 10-yard touchdown pass from Hubert to Michael Novicki. That one covers, like we said, 10 yards to put the Broncos ahead 19-0 when the two-point conversion failed. Then in the fourth quarter, Hastings getting a 6-yard touchdown pass. Troy Hubert to Zach Beatty. That capped off a 7-play, 94-yard drive. The point after was good. That made the score 26-0. And then later on, about 4 minutes later, Hastings getting a 4-yard touchdown run from Dalton Seeley. A 5-play, 65-yard drive. The point after was good, and that's the way the ball game ended, with Hastings College shutting out Briar Cliff here in the season opener by a score of 33-0.
Well, if you're a Hastings College coach, not a lot of things to fix. Maybe a little bit of shoring up on the return coverage on kickoffs. But as far as defensively and offensively for the Broncos, very polished. They look very good this evening here in Sioux City. Looking at Briar Cliff's numbers officially, first downs 12 in the ball game. They had 25 rushes for 69 yards. Passing the football, Lehigh Conga was 11 of 27, two interceptions, 93 yards, so 162 of total offense for Briar Cliff in the ball game. Individual leaders for Briar Cliff, Aaron Taylor, 15 carries, 68 yards, and Lehigh Conga, 10 carries, 35. On the side of Hastings College, some big numbers, 28 first downs in the ball game for the Broncos. They had 331 yards on the ground on 49 rushes. Troy Hubert on the afternoon, 14 of 23, no interceptions, 154, and a couple of touchdowns. So the Broncos racking up 72 offensive plays for 485 yards officially in the ball game. Time of possession, Broncos 36-33, Briar Cliff 23-27. We know that is very important for Coach Murky. We'll be happy to see that. Individual leaders, we mentioned Troy, 154 yards of passing and actually three touchdowns. On the afternoon, receiving, Justin Anderson, four catches, 42 yards. He matches Michael Novicki, four catches, 42 yards. Two touchdowns with his New Jersey number nine, living up to that very well. Travis Downtown Brown, two catches, 10 yards. And Zane Anstein, one catch and 46 yards. Your leading ball carrier in the game, Dalton Seeley, the freshman out of St. Cecilia, officially with 10 carries, 89 yards, and one touchdown coming in the fourth quarter. Nick Grummert, 13 carries, 74 yards. Keenan Balodge, 13 carries, 66 yards. Troy Hubert, 7 carries, 60 yards. And Kian Stenzel, 3 carries, 49 yards. Coming in, him and John Dostal trading spots out there. But very impressive. The Broncos come on the road, first game of the season, get a win under their belt, a very impressive win. And now it's get back to work, because things don't get very easy next week. The Red Raiders of Northwestern come traveling to Lloyd Wilson Field. Come on out. That will be a dandy.
So Hastings now 9-1 in season openers under head coach Paul Merkowitz, now in his 10th season as the head coach of the Broncos in his 13th season overall. Hastings, like Jimmy mentioned, comes on the road tonight and really dominates a Briar Cliff team. Final score of 33-0. Now stay tuned for the players of the game and the coaches postgame show as Bronco football continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned. The Broncos postgame show is coming up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
The Mohawk Summer Sale is going on now at Boers Floors, your Mohawk dealer in Hastings. Get savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. And to keep your Mohawk carpet clean, Boers Floors is now your Oric Vacuum Cleaner dealer. It's the Mohawk Summer Sale today at Boers Floors, 827 West 1st Street, downtown Hastings. Call 46FLOOR, 463-5667. Boers Floors, Hastings.
Did you know that Beeman's Appliance has many brands of new appliances? Beeman's Appliance is your local sales and service dealer for new appliances for refrigeration, kitchen, and laundry. Why shop anywhere else when you can conveniently shop local and save money? And if you're in the market for something used, Beeman's also has a good selection of used appliances. For more information, call 462-2311 or stop by Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service at 727 East Park Street. And remember, Beeman's Appliance services what they sell.
This is the player of the game, brought to you by Industrial Irrigation, 221 East J Street in Hastings.
Back in Sioux City. Hastings College wins it tonight over Briar Cliff by a score of 33-0. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHAS. A lot of offensive stars here tonight. Dalton Seeley, 10 carries, 89 yards, and a touchdown for the Broncos. Troy Hubert had a good night throwing the ball and rushing it as well. Hubert completing 14 passes for 154 yards and three touchdowns. Hubert also ran the ball for Hastings College, 7 carries and 60 yards. We had a couple of guys with some nice receptions. Justin Anderson had 4 of them tonight. Michael Novicki also had 4. Zane Anstein had a nice reception of 46 yards. And then Ernesto Locayo, can't forget about him offensively. Big guy sticks through a couple of field goals and also a couple of extra points. All candidates for our offensive player of the game. Defensively, Brian Callen led the charges tonight. He had 7 total tackles. He had 6 solos and 1 assist tonight. Jake Mueller had 5 solos and 2 assists. He had 7 total tackles. And also Indiana Jones also getting in on 7 tackles tonight. So we'll come back and name an offensive player of the game and a defensive player of the game as we continue on 1230 KHAS.
Now's the time to insure your fall-seeded crops. Contact Marty DeMuth, your local Farm Bureau agent in Hastings, before September 30th to protect your crops against low yields and fluctuating prices. Marty can help you determine the right crop insurance products for your farm or ranch. Contact Marty DeMuth in Hastings by September 30th to protect your bottom line with the power of AgMax. AgMax Crop Insurance, underwritten by Western Agricultural Insurance Company, an equal opportunity provider. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Western Agricultural Insurance Company.
Our player of the game tonight offensively for Hastings will be the quarterback for the Broncos, Troy Hubert. Hubert rushing 7 times for 60 yards in the ball game. Hubert also completing 14 of 23 passes, no interceptions, 154 yards. He scores 3 touchdowns throwing the pig tonight. So Troy Hubert will be our player of the game offensively. Defensively, Jake Mueller, who was a force up there on that defensive line tonight for the Broncos. Jake had 5 solo tackles, 2 assists, come up with 7 total tackles. Also had 2.5 sacks officially in the ball game tonight, and also had 3.5 tackles for losses in the ball game. So Jake Mueller will be our defensive player of the game, and Troy Hubert will take the offensive honors as Hastings College rolls in their season opener tonight over Briar Cliff. The final score, Hastings 33 and Briar Cliff nothing. Stick around. The coaches' postgame show is up next. You're listening to Bronco Football.
The player of the game has been brought to you by Industrial Irrigation, 221 East J Street in Hastings. Stay tuned for more postgame coming your way on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Did you know that Beeman's Appliance has many brands of new appliances? Beeman's Appliance is your local sales and service dealer for new appliances for refrigeration, kitchen, and laundry. Why shop anywhere else when you can conveniently shop local and save money? And if you're in the market for something used, Beeman's also has a good selection of used appliances. For more information, call 462-2311 or stop by Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service at 727 East Park Street. And remember, Beeman's Appliance Services, what they sell.
Quality Printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and 3 generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
The Coach's Postgame Show is brought to you by Big G Ace, 3203 Osborne Drive West in Hastings.
Back in Sioux City, Hastings College wins it tonight over Briar Cliff, the final score of 33-0. And as we mentioned, Coach Merck now 9-1 in season openers as the head coach of the Broncos. Coach, congratulations. Nice show for you here tonight.
Thank you. I tell you, our staff has done a great job over 3 weeks just making sure that we've got everything covered. And I thought you saw tonight there wasn't a situation that we got surprised with. They came out in a different punt situation. We were prepared for a different punt formation. We were prepared for it. They showed us some different formations, some different things. You know, and our guys really reacted well. I give them credit as well. But I think, again, our coaching staff did a nice job during the two-a-day period of time preparing for Briar Cliff here, and then our kids executed a game plan about perfect.
Yeah, for the first game of the season, this was almost picture-perfect for us, wasn't it?
It really was. I mean, we didn't Minimal penalties. I thought we played very, very well up front. You know, and that's always, you know, you never know what's going to happen with that. And you know, sometimes that's going to be game to game. But we had some things and we had some matchups that we thought we liked. You know, when you got three I-backs that can run the ball like that, you know, we're fresh going in. I think they were really getting tired in the defensive line. And, you know, as the season goes on, we're going to need, you know, we're going to need quite a few people. Now, we didn't sub in a lot offensively in the offensive line. I thought those guys were playing pretty well. It wasn't very warm, so they were able to kind of re-energize when they came off did a really nice job. One-time possession. I think we won the turnover battle. We did the things we wanted to do, and we ran the ball very efficiently.
Hastings ran 20 more offensive plays than Briarcliff tonight. 72 for Hastings, 52 for Briarcliff. Broncos turn out 485 yards of total offense tonight.
Well, it's about time, buddy. You know, we really challenged our kids. That, you know, one thing last year towards the end of the year, you know, we were hanging on to games, and you know, I thought we got out and did some nice things. It took us a while settling. We jumped off sides a couple times inside the 15-yard line, put us in some bad situations. But, you know, I thought Troy really, really played well. And I was kind of concerned because he was struggling a little bit towards the end of camp. But I thought he did a really nice job, had good command, minus the two-point play. You know, we had a couple communication breakdowns, but nothing too serious, nothing that can't be fixed. And our guys feel real good. You never know when you come out for that first one what you're going to get. And I was a little concerned with our energy. But, man, I tell you, when we came out of that locker room, they were ready to play. And I think we really got after them tonight.
Okay, Hastings wins it again by the score of 33-0. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to Bronco Football.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
Back with Hastings head coach Paul Merkowitz. Again, the Broncos win their season opener 33-0 over Briarcliff here tonight. We talked about the passing of Troy, and he spread the ball around. He had, I think, six different receivers got the ball tonight, and that's something we have not seen in the past.
Yeah, you know, and again, I've said this, and I'll say it again. Probably I'd take Maurice Mansfield back if I could get him, but I think it's going to help us a little bit in being able to distribute the ball to more people. When you got to cover four people and account for that, when you throw a tight end there as well, you know, I tell you, it makes it difficult. And then it really stops from loading up on the box and that type of stuff. And I thought we had a pretty good balance throwing and running, and that happened because Troy was very efficient with the football. You know, when you're throwing the ball as often as we were on first and second down, you know, if you're completing passes, you're moving the sticks and you're getting more plays. And he did a really nice job.
I'll tell you what, you got some other guys involved. We had the tight end involved tonight. Zane Anstein had a nice catch and run. We had the fullback involved tonight. Mm-hmm. That's just going to make the upcoming defenses be concerned with more people, isn't it?
Yeah, we tried to show as many formations as we, you know, I think, you know, with us, I think it was important that we show as much as we could. I think, you know, when people prepare for us, there's times where we're kind of vanilla early, and then we try to expand towards the end, and we just thought, you know, we're going to expand at the beginning and let Northwestern prepare for as many things as we can, and there's still quite a bit that we have in yet that we didn't run, and you know, we'll keep kind of just piecing it in as we go along. But all in all, very happy with the effort. I thought the defense was outstanding. I thought our kicking game was very good, very solid. You know, you always worry about that when you got a first year, you had a true freshman doing all the long snapping and short snapping. He was pretty dang good. And so when you can get a guy like that in there, just real happy, all in all with the entire effort.
Okay, we'll take another break and a final word from the coach as we continue on 1230 KHAS.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings.
Back with the coach, 33-0. Hastings College wins it here over Briarcliff. We talked offense, coach. Let's talk about defense. You said it was going to be good, and the defense looked pretty sharp today.
Yeah, I think I don't even know if at the end they did get in the red zone there. They were pretty close, but that would have been the only time they really, where we really felt like we were had our backs against the wall a little bit. You know, we were going to start subbing some guys, and they did not sub. And so I told Coach Harper, if they're not going to sub, we're not going to sub. Let's, you know, if they want to play, we'll play. And so, you know, I think our guys went really, really hard. Our D-line was dynamite. And, you know, we talked about filling the stat sheet you know, our guys did that. You know, both sides of the ball, like we said, you know, offensively distributing. But when you got three guys with seven tackles, another guy with six, you got three different guys with sacks, a bunch of guys with tackles for losses. You know, we were kind of getting after it pretty good, and we lost track of him a couple times. He's elusive. He's a good quarterback. I tell you, this team's going to win some games. You know, I think we were hitting pretty much on all cylinders. I know they were coming banged up, you know, missing their tailback, even though the young man they had in here was a pretty good player too. So, but our defense, you know, we're going to go as they go, and you know, they put us in some great situations, and you know, just I just felt like we were in position to make plays all the time.
How about that quarterback rotation there at the end between your second and, I guess, your 2A and 2B quarterbacks?
They're very athletic players, you know, and then when you can get something like that, you know, the one thing we learned last year, you better have a couple quarterbacks, you better have a couple tailbacks, you better have a couple wide receivers, and all three of those quarterbacks do a nice job. I think Johnny really wanted to throw the ball, and I told him I really wanted to let him, but I don't know if they'd let me out of the stadium if he'd done that. And so, you know, because he can really throw the football and does a nice job, and so to get those guys some snaps and some work tonight was important there toward the end. And, you know, again, we'll continue to, you know, just put things together that I think that help our guys offensively and defensively to make plays.
All in all, a pretty solid effort for us, I think, tonight, wasn't it?
Yeah, it really was. You know, you like having the night game except for when it's over because we got to all drive home. But, you know, it allowed us just kind of to settle in. And you know, I don't like always playing on the road. I'd rather play at home. But it kind of got us out of town. And as a group, you know, we brought 62 guys out here and 10 coaches. I think we kind of came together as a team a little bit, and so we're going to build on that when we go back home against Northwestern next Saturday.
Yeah, Northwestern, a team we have not seen the past couple of years because of scheduling. You know anything about them right now?
Yeah, I know they're real, real physical on defense, similar defense to what we play. They're kind of all over the place, give you a bunch of different looks that way. Not sure what their situation is at quarterback. I know they got a running back. They had a bunch of players injured a year ago, and they got a bunch of those guys back. And so they're going to be pretty good, and so it's going to be a big test for us. But it's nice to be 1-0, and we'll take the ride home and enjoy it, and then I guess when we get back at 2 o'clock in the morning or whatever it is, get going and get ready for Northwestern.
Last check we had, Northwestern was trailing Sioux Falls 10-7 at halftime, so we know they're going to be good. We'll see you next week.
Thank you.
All right, Paul Merkowitz, head coach for Hastings. We'll take our final break and come back. You're listening to Bronco Football.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
So the Broncos roll up almost 500 yards of total offense in the ball game tonight. In fact, 485 to be exact. The out yardage of Briarcliff, 485-162. And the Broncos winner here tonight by the score of 33-0 over Briarcliff. Everybody got in the act tonight. Dalton Seeley was the leading ball carrier for the Broncos. He had 10 carries and 89 yards. Troy Hubert, 14 out of 23, throwing the ball for 154 yards and three touchdowns. Justin Anderson, four receptions. Michael Novicki had four. And then defensively, very, very solid for the Broncos as Brian Callen, Indiana Jones, and Jake Mueller also came up with seven tackles apiece. Hastings with five quarterback sacks. And the Broncos roll to a victory tonight over Briarcliff by the score of 33-0. We've got all the scores coming up on Eye on Sports. Tyler Moffitt will join us here in just a couple of minutes with all the scores from across the GPAC and across the nation here in a busy day of college football. We'll be back on the air with Bronco football coming up next Saturday, back at home for the season opener as the Red Raiders of Northwestern will be in town out of Orange City, Iowa to take on Hastings. Airtime will be at 12:15 for the Paul Merkowitz pregame show, 1 o'clock for the kickoff between the Broncos and the Red Raiders. That'll do it from Sioux City here tonight for Jimmy Purcell, for Gene Shaw, for my producer and engineer, back to the radio station, Tyler Maffitt. I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Sioux City.
You've been listening to the Coach's Post Game Show, brought to you by Big G Ace, 3203 Osborne Drive West in Hastings. Stay tuned. Eye on Sports is up next on 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles, good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings. Burt's continues to take care of you with the best over-the-counter service. Free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. All this and much more at Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Taking care of your eyes may be the most important thing you can do for yourself. Let Dr. Richard Arneson and Dr. Nate Boland at Hastings Vision Clinic help you with the best, most complete vision care, including eye exams, low vision treatment, therapeutic treatment for eye disease, contact lenses, designer eyewear, and sunglasses. Hastings Vision Clinic is a Medicare and Medicaid provider with an on-site spectacle lab and is open Monday through Friday and Saturday mornings. Call 462-8816 at Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th in Hastings.
This is Eye on Sports, a look at scores from around the state and around the nation. Brought to you by Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th Street in Hastings.
Good evening with an Eye on Sports. I'm Tyler Maffitt for 1230 KHAS. Getting a check of scores from around the GPAC will give you what we have. Northwestern leading Sioux Falls at the half, 14-10. Last check, Morningside was leading Doan 9-0 at the half. And a final score, Concordia 3, Nebraska Wesleyan 0. That one was final. And in the fourth quarter at last check, Dakota Wesleyan was leading Dort 42-7. Turning now to NCAA Division I football, Florida playing Miami of Ohio, defeating them 34-12. Texas over Rice today 34-17. Iowa 37 over Eastern Illinois with 7. Oregon 72, New Mexico 0. Georgia Tech playing South Carolina State. Georgia winning that game 41-10. Penn State over Youngstown State 44-14. Florida State over Samford 59-6. Georgia 55, Louisiana Lafayette 7. West Virginia 31, and Coastal Carolina 0. Some updates that we have will give you the latest scores in Division I NCAA college football. Alabama over San Jose State 38-3. TCU 21, Oregon State 14. That's a good game. Oklahoma 21, Utah State 10, Arkansas 37, Tennessee Tech 3, LSU and North Carolina playing. LSU and North Carolina are tied at 7, Auburn 35, Arkansas State 16. Coming up later tonight, Wisconsin will play at Nevada, Las Vegas. Right now, the Nebraska Cornhuskers playing Western Kentucky. Nebraska with the lead 42-10. When we come back, we'll get some more information on college football.
Taking care of your eyes may be the most important thing you can do for yourself. Let Dr. Richard Arneson and Dr. Nate Boland at Hastings Vision Clinic help you with the best, most complete vision care, including eye exams, low vision treatment, therapeutic treatment for eye disease, contact lenses, designer eyewear, and sunglasses. Hastings Vision Clinic is a Medicare and Medicaid provider with an on-site spectacle lab and is open Monday through Friday and Saturday mornings. Call 462-8816 at Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th in Hastings.
Eye on Sports for 1230 KHAS. I'm Tyler Maffitt. Sam Bradford, the number one overall pick in the NFL draft, has been named starting quarterback by the St. Louis Rams. Coach Steve Spagnuolo says Bradford earned the job and that the team is confident in him. And the Arizona Cardinals have released quarterback Matt Leinart, the 10th overall selection in the 2006 NFL draft. Leinart played in 29 games with 17 starts for the Cardinals, throwing 3,839 yards with 14 touchdowns and 20 interceptions. His role with the club became tenuous with the improved play of Derek Anderson in the last two preseason games. Returning to college football now, in their opening game, fourth-ranked Florida beat Miami of Ohio 34-12. Jeff Demps had a long scoring run, and quarterback John Brantley added a fluky touchdown pass late in the game for the season-opening victory. The Gators used four interceptions, several red zone stops, and two late touchdowns to wrap up the game. Also in NCAA college football, Adam Robinson ran for 109 yards and three touchdowns in the first half as number 9 Iowa breezed past Eastern Illinois 37-7. Senior Ricky Stanzi threw for 229 yards and a touchdown for the Hawkeyes, who won their 10th straight season opener under coach Kirk Ferentz. Quarterback Josh Nesbitt ran for 130 yards and three touchdowns. Roddy Jones added two scoring runs, and number 16 Georgia Tech beat South Carolina State 41-10. Nesbitt didn't have as much success throwing the ball as he did running with it, as he was only 1-for-6 for 8 yards and an interception. Aaron Murray passed for three touchdowns and ran for another in leading number 23 Georgia to a 55-7 victory over Louisiana Lafayette. In his first college game, Murray completed 16 of 24 passes for 194 yards. The 55 points was Georgia's highest since November 6th of 2004, when the Bulldogs won 62-17 at Kentucky. When we come back, we'll get a recap of scores from around the GPAC, as well as give you an update on Husker football. We'll also get a check at of Major League Baseball.
Taking care of your eyes may be the most important thing you can do for yourself. Let Dr. Richard Arneson and Dr. Nate Boland at Hastings Vision Clinic help you with the best, most complete vision care, including eye exams, low vision treatment, therapeutic treatment for eye disease, contact lenses, designer eyewear, and sunglasses. Hastings Vision Clinic is a Medicare and Medicaid provider with an on-site spectacle lab and is open Monday through Friday and Saturday mornings. Call 462-8816 at Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th in Hastings.
Eye on Sports for 1230 KHAS. I'm Tyler Maffitt. MLB Baseball. We have some final scores for you. In the American League, the Chicago White Sox defeated Boston by a score of 3-1. The New York Yankees defeated Toronto 7-5. Oakland playing Los Angeles, they defeated them 3-1. And Minnesota 12, Texas 4. Turning now to the National League, the Chicago Cubs defeated the New York Mets by a score of 5-3. Cincinnati 6 and St. Louis 1. Colorado 6 and San Diego 2. Turning now back to the GPAC with a recap on those scores. What we have at the latest scores that we have: Northwestern over Sioux Falls 14-10 at the half. At the half last check, Morningside 9, Doan 0. The final score, Concordia 3, Nebraska Wesleyan 0. And at last check, Dakota Wesleyan 42, Dort 7. We'll wrap things up right after this.
Taking care of your eyes may be the most important thing you can do for yourself. Let Dr. Richard Arneson and Dr. Nate Boland at Hastings Vision Clinic help you with the best, most complete vision care, including eye exams, low vision treatment, therapeutic treatment for eye disease, contact lenses, designer eyewear, and sunglasses. Hastings Vision Clinic is a Medicare and Medicaid provider with an on-site spectacle lab and is open Monday through Friday and Saturday mornings. Call 462-8816 at Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th in Hastings.
Eye on Sports for 1230 KHAS. I'm Tyler Maffitt. Nebraska with a score of 49 over Western Kentucky with a score of 10. Once again, Hastings College winning tonight. We hope you enjoyed the broadcast. For 1230 KHAS, I'm Tyler Maffitt.
This is Eye on Sports, a look at scores from around the state and around the nation. Brought to you by Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th Street in Hastings.